Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and these are my co-hosts.
Shock and awe.
Giggling really, really quietly in the background. Karen Roses.
Wow. That was one heck of a start. Amy, what happened?
Okay, well, you know, I wanted to start the show off with a bang and go with the very first 2 minutes of our very first episode, and somehow I got two episodes playing at once.
You know, really, I would say it was very apropos, because your very first episode was laden with technical difficulty.
Yes, and of course, you know, we want to say one thing all together now.
On the air now, yeah. I think our second show took like 10 minutes to get that started, too. So
I've still never heard the first episode. I'm saving that for a rainy day.
Well, yeah. You'll be hearing a couple of clips from that episode.
So. Hopefully, you know, this is so funny. Me and Pony Genie were discussing all the things we wish we would have done in preparation for this show that we might just have to do for kicks sometime over the next... Let's make it like an anniversary month instead of like an anniversary show, because all these great ideas are coming up.
Okay, and I have to do this, of course. Yes, this is My Little Pony Talk's first anniversary.
Yay!
Woo!
I kind of wrecked that, didn't I? Did I kind of blow the surprise?
Finally, that worked.
Oh, all this time you've been trying to do that? All this technical difficulty was for a little blowhorn? I could have gone and gotten out the My Little Pony party supplies and did that live.
Boy, this thing is really hard to do, you know?
Happy birthday, My Little Pony Talk.
Yay!
Yay!
It's been a whole year.
I still can't believe it's been a whole year. I mean, truly, I am astounded it's been a year.
No kidding. Trust me, I am too.
I'm like speechless. I'm kind of like, wow, you know, been doing this for a year, now what?
There's still plenty of G1s to talk about. We're not even halfway through the world of the wonderful G1 line.
Oh, yes.
Which means we've got at least another 2 years' worth of material.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Stuck with us. Sienna will be getting ready to go off to college. We'll still be doing the show.
We'll all be bragging about our grandkids by the time we get to the G3s or the G3.5s.
Oh, yeah, because they're still making stuff. You know, we got some new stuff coming out, so they're still providing us with material.
Yeah. Some material.
I can't.
And this
I'm
week we'll talk about Pinkie Pie number 2007 with the new hat.
Yeah. No, by then she'll have like retractable toenails or something that you can paint and, you know, morph back into a hoof. You know, there's got to be something funky going on by then. They're gonna run out of ideas.
Oh yeah.
So, yes, we have officially been on. Actually, tomorrow will be officially 1 full year.
So, was it Mother's Day weekend last year? We seriously had nothing else going on that we were doing a show, huh?
Don't say Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day.
You don't know what I had to get out of work to take the show tonight. I've made a deal with the forces of darkness.
I say, how you feel about roses today, huh?
Oh, I don't want to smell them. I don't want to look at them. No, I love my job and I love flowers, and Mother's Day is like the most important of all flower giving holidays. Everybody's got a mom or a grandmom or a stepmom, or they are a mom.
Yeah, but
all around the world are staying up at all hours tonight, wrapping and making bows and making corsages.
Do you get yourself your hands get all messed up from the roses? Or are you like super adept at handling roses?
Super adept. Early Mother's Days, yeah, my hands used to look like, you know, chopped liver by the time the night was over. But now I've gotten so used to it, I know how to make flower arrangements without hurting myself.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Key point of your job, you know? You know what I think I like about you being a florist?
What's that?
Or maybe being a florist in general. Is it's not one of those jobs that you can foresee that one day you would have to stop doing for some sort of physical reason. Being a florist is like endlessly possible. You could be like 98 years old, in a wheelchair, one blind in one eye, deaf in two ears, and still able to make floral arrangements. I mean, it's one of those things that you can get joy from and be able to do and be creative with for the rest of your life. I mean, there's
totally
almost no physical impairments that could keep you from being able to do that.
Losing my fingers. Fast forward to 2050, I think I will be that person, blind, deaf, one good eye, you know,
well, you
in
know,
a wheelchair, still
I
saying,
like
oh, get me more roses.
Bandsaws. All right, now I'm not going to say it. Forget it.
And you could do it anywhere in the world, too. If I wanted to, like, pack up and move to the UK, I could be a florist there, or I could go to Holland, or I could go to Africa or Australia or anywhere where flowers are.
Flowers are the universal language.
Yes, they are.
How hard is it to, you know, you don't have to do too much? I mean, come on, we've seen perfect evidence of that. Every country we have gone to translate your name has been the same.
I think I'm going to open up the first shop in space. I'll wait until able to actually fly out and settle the moon, and I'll have the first shop on the moon. I think that would be pretty cool.
I wonder how that would affect, like, the longevity of your floral arrangements. I wonder if, like, you know, anti-gravity and all this other stuff going on out there, I wonder if your flowers will, like, last forever.
I bet they would. Your rose heads would never tilt down. They would just kind of hang. Kind of
I wonder if they would bloom differently, too. I mean, you got to think, you know, growing things out there might be a whole horticulture will take on a whole new, you know, area of, I'm sorry, I'm making the bed sounding, oh, forget it. You know what I mean.
Yes, I get winded while making the bed, too.
First sign of age, okay? You can't make the freaking bed and talk at the same time.
That's why I don't make my bed. I just leave it, and I just crawl in and just pull the covers back over me when I go to bed.
Wow.
Yeah, I like to get in bed and make the bed around me, too. That's my favorite way to make it.
You know, I like doing
sheet
that
on,
as well.
Lay in bed and just pull all the blankets around you and then kick them so that they lay flat on the bottom.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do that too a lot of times. Like when William was gone, I was able to do that. But with William home, the only way I can guarantee I will get my fair share of covers is I start out that way. So I got to strategically make the bed with the, you know, anticipation and knowledge that, you know, I'll have to share it with somebody who's still learning the art of sharing the covers.
Do you have to do the pillowcases too? In which case, I don't know how you're going to talk on the phone while putting on pillowcases.
No, I just had to, you know, straighten up the... I'm not making it like I did the laundry, come on. No, I just had to pull the covers up and straighten it up. No, so I don't have to... Yeah. Oh, what was that? That was the straw of my soda. I'm sorry, that probably sounded really weird. It's like, here, excuse me for a moment. You are, guys, you wouldn't believe it. I literally called in with 32 seconds to go on the show.
14.
Oh, yeah, I'm impressed that you made it.
I should have been winded. Unfortunately, I'm in terrific shape, so I have to run up 3 flights to get in here, dial up the phone. I was like, I'm going to miss it, because I just knew she was going to open up with some kind of music or something, and I wanted to hear it.
So, Amy, did you see that on your switchboard, that, like, nobody was there, and you had, like, 30 seconds to go? Or you're sitting there going, it's going to be just like the first show. Nobody's here.
No, I didn't think that.
That's the
well,
I didn't
we wouldn't
think of
do that.
That
to you.
I shouldn't have called in until like 40 minutes into the show.
I got lucky. My trains went express, so I saved about, 10 minutes just from that alone. So you can thank the MTA.
Thank you, MTA.
Thank you, Trax.
Thank you.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, Mr. Tomcat was doing some serious maneuvering as well to get me home on time. So,
well, I thank the both of them.
I will pass that along to Trax for you. He actually reminded me about the show. I didn't need reminding, but he told me. He said, "Hey, tonight's your big show, right? Don't you want to be on that?" I said, "Don't worry, they never get to me right away." And sure enough, I get cued in immediately. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that was a little odd. I wasn't expecting you should hear my co-hosts. And I was like, huh?
Nope, I'm liberated. I'm not in my teapot this week. Unless you care to stuff me in midway through.
Yeah, what happened? No teapot entrance.
No teapot today.
I don't know when it happened, but I started to accept the teapot. And that just, you know.
Yeah, you don't say lamp anymore.
I know. What happened? This is like a recent thing, just in the last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Regular genies, like people genies, they live in teapots. But I'm a pony genie.
Lamps.
Regular genies stay in lamps. Pony genies are in teapots because ponies
exactly.
are always having tea parties and stuff.
Exactly. But, yes, I figured, you know, for tonight's show, since, you know, it's all about clips, you know.
Do we have clips?
Yes, we do have several clips.
Yes, people, there will be clips.
Yes, the first, of course, was the very first words ever spoken on the show. After 20 seconds of dead silence while I sat there crying.
You weren't crying, were you really?
I was sitting there kind of like, oh, dear God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, dear God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Wow. She was having that deer in the headlights moment.
I'm feeling somehow or another part of your therapy. Like, your therapist was like, you need to go home and do this. And, you know, get over your fear of talking on the phone.
She was having that chef of the future moment, like on the Honeymooners when he goes live on the air. He was all fine in rehearsal, but then when Ralph Cramden had to make the commercial, he just froze up and he stood there behind the wall with his eyes real big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I think that's how it was.
That was Amy. She was just stymied, like, gah, 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 what do I say? Oh, my God, why am I doing this?
Well, you know, I had this big, huge, long speech all written out in front of me on the screen. And I got to open my mouth, and nothing came out. Except for 20 seconds later, me saying, I think we're on the air.
Yeah, and who was we, anyway?
Is that the royal we?
I think that was the royal we. I think that meant we as in the, me and the ponies. We were all on the air.
Okay, I'll buy it.
When do we get to hear the clip?
She played it. She played it.
Oh, that was it. Oh, my God. I thought that was actually, like, you.
No. When the show first started and she was having that technical difficulty and she played clips over each other, you could hear one that said, I think we're on the air. Because first I said, hello, or something like that, and then you heard somebody go, I think we're on the air. That was her.
I totally thought that was live.
Yeah, that was the clip.
I remember that clip.
See, and I never heard the first step.
Before I decided, I decided to call in, I think it was like around the 20-minute mark or something like that, and it took you another 20 minutes. Somebody was there.
You probably called in 20-minute mark, but the actual clip is here. After a little bit.
You know, we're having one little problem with the clips. We can't
hear
them. We need more volume. Turn it up.
That's little alley cat.
You can go louder, Amy.
I don't know if you guys actually will want me to do another show.
Can you guys actually hear that?
We're starting to. We gotta keep. We gotta put it up. We gotta turn it up.
Yeah, you gotta crank it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me try something different.
Exactly how are you playing these clips?
I'm playing it off my laptop, but no, it didn't break with.
So you're doing like what I did with the German pronunciations? You're just kind of like holding it up to the speaker?
Well, my laptop technically doesn't have a speaker. It has a built-in speaker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though. It's not like you're not playing it through the computer. You're playing it. The computer isn't feeding in the sounds the way you do with your soundtracks. We're having to actually, you're actually hitting play and then holding the phone up to it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to do something to make that as loud as possible.
Hold on.
Hook the computer up to the stereo. Turn it up to 11.
Actually,
is that Freedom Rock, man? Well, turn it up.
Actually, I have this neat little speaker. Yes, it's a headphone that I just turned in. Turn on.
See, the beauty of this show this week, though, is that nobody's really tuning in, expecting us to talk about ponies. Because this is our anniversary show. They know all we're going to do is talk about us.
Lies! Our switchboard is lit up. There are dozens of people trying to get on right now to share their favorite clips. This is just the sound check portion of the show. We will work through this.
Okay, well, you know, it wouldn't be an anniversary show without really reliving some of those moments.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me see.
Is it okay if I do the show from bed, guys?
No, please do. Amy does it every week.
Exactly.
It feels so good to lay down.
Ready?
Yes, ready.
Here we go.
I saw a moon dancer. There we go. It's not for 65. You know, she might use that against me someday.
Is that better?
Oh, wait, I do have some.
That's better.
I wonder if they actually want to. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you actually hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but there is a huge amount of confusion. We have apparently different rooms going on.
Yes, that was little Ellie Cat's first words.
Yeah, I love how you're like, I'm like, can you hear me? And you're like, yes, can you hear me?
Good.
You know, it's like.
It's the whole Horizon wireless guy, you know? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Wow. My very first words. How anticlimactic.
Yes, well, you know.
Can you hear me now? Good. Yes, folks, just stay tuned. More riveting clips like that are sure to come. No, from what I did, we did a little bit of looking and digging in the archives. There is some pretty funny stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's more
definitely.
Funny stuff than I realized, actually, because I told you before, I never listened to the show. I don't want to hear myself. And so when I actually was, like, looking for stuff, I was like, oh, my gosh, we're funny. Who knew?
Yeah, who would have known we were actually funny?
The very first show I listened to, my favorite part of it was after 11, after Kimono did her thing, and you guys kept talking, and you didn't realize that you were still on the air. And you weren't really on the air, but it was going in, it was being recorded. Because when I played back the download the following day, I heard everything. And I think I texted either one or the two of you. And I said I loved it, especially the end part where you guys were talking about the show when you didn't realize that you were being listened to.
That was a great time.
That was the growing pain of the show, realizing how the equipment works, how you hear each other, how all the buttons work,
and
when you actually get cut off.
Yes, and realizing that we can actually be heard after the show has been ended, which has led into My Little Pony After Hours.
I'm doing laundry in case you're wondering what all the noise is now.
Oh, okay.
Don't
you
devote all of my attention to the talk show whenever we're on? I mean, that's all I do, right?
You're a domestic goddess. She cooks. Oh, yeah. She cleans. She does laundry. She does ironing. She makes beds.
I do not iron. Uh-uh. No.
But you have the My Little Pony iron and ironing board, don't you?
No, actually, I don't. I passed those up, thanks. There are just some things that, well, you know, the sewing machine didn't make it to my house either. Nope, got sold.
Hmm.
I know, shocking, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I got it all. Well, you know, after being in the military and I had to, like, iron my uniforms and iron my husband's uniforms, it was like the day I got out, I was like, you're taking that stuff to the cleaners. I'm not touching an iron again.
I'm a civilian now. I can use cleaners.
That's right. Damn Skippy. Darn beaver, damn Skippy.
As a civilian, it is your constitutional right to walk around wrinkled if you so choose.
That's right. Nobody
can tell you you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's right. If I want to walk around looking like I just got out of bed, it is my right. And I will exercise that right as many times as I dang will, please.
Are
unlike
ready?
You guys who are just going to stay in bed, apparently.
Yes, I'm staying in bed. I'm sorry if you heard me yawn. It's just I've been up since.
I bore you.
Yawn.
I get it.
No, you don't bore me. Pony Genie is exhausted. And I close my eyes and all I can see is flowers.
Dear Lord, that's scary.
That didn't really come across in a very nice way for some reason. That just kind of came across in a very funeralistic way, actually.
All I see is piles of flowers waiting to be arranged.
Kind of like like, you know, if you could, like, see outside your body or something at your own funeral, you'd probably see nothing but flowers.
Hmm.
I mean, well, I hope. I mean, it's either that or you see nothing but fishes, you know, maybe you're...
Fishes, yes, sleeping with the fishes.
Well, are we ready to hear what the next clip is?
Yeah,
tell us.
I'm actually, I'm pins and needles here. I want to know what you guys were able to put together.
I have, from episode 3, Ponyland News, followed by Ponyland Weather. Are we ready?
Ready!
Oh, yeah. Here we go!
It's not so woolly. Oh, this just in from Ponyland. Pinkie Pie has been elected mayor of Ponyville for the 5th year in a row.
Yay!
Oh, no. I forgot to vote. Oh, no. Well, you know, we stand on 2 legs. We're in the minority here. What do you want? I was voting for Rainbow Dash. Oh, but my daughter was like voting for Sunny Days, personally, but, you know, Pinkie Pie, world domination, is moving right along. Soon we will all be pink. With blue in our butts.
So, sorry, baby.
Panda, do you have a weather report? Wait a minute. Is it coming through? Oh, yes, it is. Did our Doppler radar work this time? Yes, I put up Pinkie Pie detection software so that it will shoot something out at Pinkie Pie to keep her away. But it is safe and non-toxic. It just scares her a lot.
Her improv is really strange.
Oh, the weather is going to be bright and sunny, and it is just going to be a perfect day to kick off the summer celebration hosted by the Sea Ponies. So, come on down to the beach. Everyone is invited. Even us two-legers? Yes, we are. Even the two-legged people are invited. They said they are not going to discriminate. Oh, this just in for Ponyville. Seashell is selling seashells by the seashore. Yes, we must go. I need a seashell from Seashell.
The question is, what's the real laugh and what's the recorded laugh?
Yeah, no, it's very hard to tell which one's which, huh?
Yeah, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just remember finding the clip and then just kind of like stamping it and moving along, and I was like, I forgot how long that went. That was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I gotta listen to these early up.
Did you by any chance track down any of the other ones with the Pony News? Because Pony News got weirder and weirder every week until we stopped doing it. I don't know if you remember, but Pony News got crazy.
Unfortunately, I didn't find any more.
Yeah, they kind of hard because I would do them just kind of on the fly, like out of nowhere when something, like, just came to me. I'd be like, this just in for Ponyland. You know, so it wasn't like, you know, every time at, like, 9:30, you know, Ponyland News started. You know, it was, like, any time randomly through the show. And I just remember, like, one of the last ones was, like, Spike was leading the revolt against Ponyland, and, you know, like, Pinkie Pie had her army, and the Breezies were doing, you know, recon, and it was just, it got crazy. After a while, there, we kind of had to stop doing Ponyland News before, like, somebody dropped a bomb on it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know.
There was a lot going on in Ponyland. A lot of journalism taking place.
They were
trying to overthrow the Pinkie Pie regime, which seemed to be out of control. Re-elected.
I don't know how that kind of got distorted, but, you know, it all started with that first clip. I mentioned world domination, and we ran with it. So.
Well, unlike, you know, the Ponyland weather, you know, the weather report was always
85 degrees and sunny.
Consistent.
Yes, I remember there was another episode. It was like 3 or 4 weeks later. It was like, Panda, how's the weather? And you're like, well, the Doppler radar's been busted for the last 3 weeks, but the weather hasn't changed, so it doesn't matter. You literally said something along those lines.
Sunny. sunny with a slight chance of rainbows.
Right.
Yeah, we never did get that Doppler radar fix, no, did we?
No, weather just kind of came to a screeching halt in Ponyville.
Well, you might want to start it up again. You might want to launch a pony weather balloon or send the winger ponies up there.
You know, but somehow I just know if we go there, it's going to get weird again.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I think that.
And we're already weird enough as it is.
Yeah, I'd be like, this just in from Ponyland. You know, the latest breezy doing recon just got zapped by lightning and is hurling to her death. Somebody save her.
If you want to do serious news, then you got to get some serious news music. You know, whenever they have like a big story that they're continuing coverage on, they always make a theme song for it. And then,
just the beep, 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 beep. You know, the whole Kermit thing, Kermit D. Frog.
I remember that from Sesame Street.
Sure. Yeah, it was
a
little
show.
The little morph code.
You definitely have you got to have a news jingle for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Well, if we decide to do that, then we'll be sure to do it proper, like, and make it entertaining. But I'm not feeling all that ambitious.
When we get out of South America, we've got our hands full talking about all these pretty ponies coming up.
Yeah,
I guess all that's
going to
be for future shows. We're not doing any new ponies today, right?
No, forget the ponies. They're talking about us.
No.
It's all about us.
Yes.
It's all about us.
And
talk about me.
Our next clip comes from episode 4, where I just read a comment on our chat board, and, well, let's hear what I say. Mind you, these clips are just going to be like a tad bit long due to the fact that I can't pinpoint it right to the exact time.
What are you talking about? I gave you the exact time for this one.
Yeah, I know, but I'm having a bit of trouble getting it close enough to there without going over.
That's okay. We'll all have to practice our, reading comprehension and context clue skills.
Okay, here we go.
To go. Oh, wow, this is really weird. 3 weeks ago, I thought of the show, and then now it's going to be 3 weeks until the convention. This is freaked.
I wonder where that puts you in the cosmic order of things right now.
I'm very freaked out.
Oh, no.
Things are wildly spinning out of control. Rose Rebellion says, procreation is the best move.
Procreation? Hun, I don't think that's what she said. She said procrastination. Thank you. Procreation takes us back to that honeymoon suite above the bowling alley.
Get on that table today. Is it a lot of reading?
That's it. No more reading of the boards for you. I'm so glad that we get this, actually recorded, because I'm going to play that over and over so many times. You're going to regret that.
Okay, tag this one for the 1 year anniversary show. How's that?
There you go!
Is that amazing or what? That was episode 4.
That was episode four, baby.
We had premonition powers working for us.
You were clipping this even back then. You said, we're saving this. I'm going to play it back at you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm playing that back at you. Oh, yeah, we got that recorded.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going to give
that
out to Rose
really
Rebellion for that one. Thank you. Thank you for saving
that. Thank you.
Yeah,
random
look at that. We had a
comment.
Guest star from our clip, Rose Rebellion. Okay, that didn't sound good. Let's move right along. Some noises don't translate.
Sorry. From episode 4, we have, I think this is the first time we did this, we had pony commercials.
It's like the first and last time we did this.
Yeah, I think so. I just couldn't think of anything else after this.
Yeah.
Come on down to Posey's Flower Shop, where roses are on sale this week. And Posey's, of course, are always 50% off. Come on down and mention Really Red Fox and get a free dozen roses. Only at Posey's Flower Shop in the corner of Butterfly Lane and Honeysuckle Hill.
Oh, it gets better.
Do you like ice cream? Do you like sweets? Well, come on down and visit Scoop. Where, as she is scooping out some sweet treats at a new location.
Somebody sounds like they've been sucking on helium.
At the food shop of Sweet Berry. Come on down.
Was that it, or was there another one?
I think there was another one.
And we are back.
Nope,
and
that was
no,
it.
No, it's not.
You know what was so funny about those is that I remember when we came up with the idea, I was like, you know, we should do commercials. And you're like, okay, yeah, it's great. I'm going to totally be on that. And then you decide to play them, and you play them all in a row. And I'm like, why didn't you, like, break them up? And you're like, because I couldn't. So he just played all the commercials in a string with those long pauses in the middle. Same voice through the whole thing.
Actually, you know what it was? I couldn't get it recorded. I couldn't get it recorded properly. So I just started rambling.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I think that second commercial there, it was like the never-ending, non-coherent commercial. I had no idea what you were talking about by the time that commercial was over. I think we played those again one more time, and then we were like, okay, that's not working anymore.
Hey, but you have to admit, I tried.
Oh, yeah, no, E for effort, baby.
And by the way, also, this one is for you, Car. Mm-hmm. Car, you ready?
Mm-hmm. You just called her Car.
Here we go.
Okay. We definitely want to send very big pony thanks. And as for next week, we're still not 100% confirmed on what we're going to be doing. So watch for our announcements on the Trading Post and on the Arena.
I'm just waiting to hear from a certain somebody, and then we'll be able to announce our special show. But for now, I guess we will say pony good night. Bye.
Bye. We see Team Lamal, and you have listened to Pony Pop. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You still there?
I'm still there.
Oh, wow. Cool. We can still talk, but it's not streaming.
That's really interesting.
We barely made it.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were going to die there. I did not think we were going to make it for 2 hours. That was rough. So, what are the numbers?
Let me go look.
Do I really want to know? 5 live listeners. You, Karen, Rose.
It's not like I'm doing a show with Wheezy.
Will it tell you early?
Okay, we actually have 12 live people.
Oh, man. Well, how's last week's numbers looking?
Last week was 34 live, 43 archives.
The archives went up.
You know what? We were missing a lot of people that normally listen. Something's going on. I don't know if it's because it's
from... Went from 44 live listeners to 12. That is sad. Well, that's because they all went live. They went to iTunes and archives. They're like, man, I don't need to be up for this. I'll just download it. Hey, did you see the message? Speaking of that, did you see the message? Did you see the message that Blog Talk sent you? Sent us to our special email that nobody ever writes us at?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me pull it up. I think I did. Hold on. I was in it earlier looking to see if people sent us.
Yeah, nobody sent
any
us anything.
Clips.
You know why? Because nobody's listened to last week's show yet. They'll be downloading it like next month. They'll be like, dang, missed it. And then we'll get a bunch of emails.
Ah. I hate this. I hit the wrong button.
You sure you don't want me to just tell you? It wasn't like happy anniversary or anything that good. Anytime you want to get to it, hon.
Okay, I'm getting up. It's being solved.
The Pony Genie. How is it out there?
Listens from iTunes are not included with archive listens on Blog Talk Radio. You know, that really does stink.
It stinks, but it also allows us to live in denial. You know, that river. Down there, the denial. And, no, seriously, because, I mean, you look at it, because for a while there, our numbers were doing really good, and then they dropped off as far as downloads. I'm going, something's not right here, because I know we still got all these people listening. And it's because once we were advertising iTunes so much, people just started using that instead. And since we don't know how many hundreds of people listen to iTunes or through iTunes for us, well, we have no idea how many listeners are really following us. Because our first show has like an archive of over 400 something people downloaded it just from the site. So as you see, as it progressively goes along, by the time they get to the episodes where we're like advertising, hey, you can get us from iTunes, then it like drops dramatically. So I think that's a lot of it right there.
I think so too.
So I think we probably got about 400 or 500 listeners. Isn't that cool? Oh my gosh.
Oh yes.
There are 400 or 500 other bored people in the world. Did we lose Karen?
No.
Is Karen still with us?
Care?
Is she asleep? Man, those roses had some crazy dust.
We did lose her, but now she's back.
Oh, thanks for connecting me again.
Wow, I was like, man, Karen, did you fall asleep? No comment?
No, I've been here. I got bumped. I've been listening for the past 10 minutes. Like, when is she going to patch me back in?
Yeah,
I was flashing you. You didn't see me flashing?
Oh, God. Okay, that's just a bit
Yeah,
much.
So did you hear the good news about the iTunes?
Oh, I heard plenty. iTunes is kicking bottom.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of awesome because it kind of, I think it probably means that we have a lot more people listening than we really think.
Probably.
I'm willing to bet around 400 or 500. I mean, if we've had that many people download the first one and several hundred downloading the few after that, I mean, come on.
Here's a question. How's the Facebook thing working out? Do you have any followers?
Not many people want to be friends with my. What it is we have to convert that to a fan page, or we have to restart a fan page where people can become a fan of without having to send a friend request.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to rework that and figure that one out.
You know, when we get our new My Little Pony Talk
logo,
maybe we'll work on that. We'll just reinvent ourselves as a fan site, which would work so much better.
When are we going to talk about that?
I thought we did talk about that. I thought you were going to post something on it. I thought we already had nominated you as the postie inventory.
Well, here's what I did. I made a post, and I cross-posted it on the TP'd artwork, and Panda was going to take care of copying it over to the arena. And in it, I posted that we're looking for someone to design us a new avatar or logo, show logo. And I
was wondering where it was. Why can't it be in general? Because
it is in general. It's on the anniversary show post. It's not a separate post because all the artists hang out in artwork. That's why. If you
well, that's
artists,
fine, but I think we need a separate
post.
Like, I think we need an actual, like, the title says we're looking for, like, you know, share this, do this. Because if it's just like My Little Pony Talk Show, anniversary show, you know, there are a lot of people I don't think necessarily that are always going to look to see what it's about.
Let me stop you right there, okay? I did do that. And it has its own separate contest title in artwork.
Yes, it does.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay? But
gotcha.
People need to know, when is there a deadline for this? Are there any rules? So now is the time to address all that. Whatever you guys say, I will follow up on the thread and answer questions. When are we running this until? How do we decide the winner?
Whichever one we like best. And
yes.
Nothing Check. Obscene. You know, keep it clean.
Check.
And, how long should we give them, Panda?
Well, seeing as how people are probably at least a week or two behind, I say a month.
How about, like, maybe, like, what is this? May, June? Anything special happen in June?
Nothing's happening in June this year.
Well, Father's Day, but... That really wouldn't
Father's
coincide
Day.
Too well with the whole pony talk show thing.
Father's yeah. Day, Red Rose's birthday. The Texas
When's your birthday, Red Rose?
June 12th.
June 12th. There you go. That's the deadline.
Okay. Well, that's a deadline that I can't forget, I guess.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay. Orders received and understood. Yes. Will we accept photographs? As, you know, a logo, or does it have to be drawn or painted artwork?
Whatever you want. Yes, photos are fine. If you can do a nice creative photo, I was messing around with taking some pictures of ponies and, you know, stuff, and our, hey, the logo we have now is a picture, an actual photograph
oh, yeah.
of Chatterbox. So, yeah, hey, whatever works. I don't care if it's a drawing. I don't care if it's a photo, a painting. I don't care if it's
cartoon. Silhouette, a needlepoint.
It can be whatever you want, as long as it says My Little Pony Talk, and it has a nice, you know, it could be anything. I mean, it doesn't even have to necessarily be, you know, just traditional ponies standing there. I mean, you could be creative with it. Make them, you know, I'm not going to throw out all the ideas, but, I mean, your imagination is about the only limit. That and the PG
exactly.
rating.
the limits are your own imagination and a G rating.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I was being nice. I said PG. But I guess
PG
would be better.
I didn't hear the P. I just heard the G. I thought you said G. My bad. Okay, PG rating is fine. Now, the talking pony, is that your mascot? Does it have to include that pony, or can they use anything they want? These are actual questions I received from members on the TP.
Does it have to be? I don't particularly care because I don't find the talking ponies to be. That's fantastic. I mean, I think if you capture the essence of the show, I wouldn't mind. But let's ask the show creator how she feels about it.
Well, see, you know, I use the talking pony because, of course, you know, we're talking about ponies. So
right, but, you know, at the same time, though, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, showing her symbol. Maybe people are concerned about having to show the whole pony and making it clearly identifiable as her. I don't think
But if they wanted to not use a talking pony and they wanted to put, I don't know, Rainbow Dash or any other kind of pony that they make up, is that allowed?
I'll say yeah. I would just prefer them to look like they're talking at least.
Yeah, they got to look like it's relating to the fact that they're talking, but it doesn't have to be the talking pony.
Got it.
Right.
Yeah, we
and
would like
the
it to kind of convey the feel of the show, which is that it's a talk show.
That's right.
I personally am partial to G1s. you know? So, but at the same time, you know, since we will be talking about all generations, that's something else to take into consideration, you know? There's not just one generation of ponies.
Exactly.
And then where do people send their entries? Do they email them or do they post them on the thread?
Well, they could do both. They could post it on the thread, and then they could also email it to the mylittleponytalk@gmail.com so that we have both, you know, to both show off their stuff and make sure that we get the downloadable version.
Oh, yes, definitely, because we definitely need to make sure we have a downloadable version just in case yours is the one we choose.
And if we choose your design is going to become famous because we actually use it on iTunes and on Facebook, and you can add that on your resume. We're a legitimate broadcast, and you can put it down when you go to apply to be the next animation art person at Walt Disney. You can say, well, my logo was used for the My Little Pony Talk radio show, and here
it is.
You
know, seriously, though, I mean, just think about it. If you're a young student and you're getting ready to go to art college, or you want to go to art college and you're having to put together a portfolio, how awesome is that to be able to sit there and say, look, you know, my logo is used. We have a show. It's on iTunes. It's on the website, you know, and they use my artwork. So
yes.
That's some serious props. I mean,
that's
if
right,
I was applying for art college, I would have been totally stoked for that.
There is good money to be made in commercial art.
Yes.
Not with our show, but we can help you get there.
We'll put you on the path to the road to success.
Yes.
Yes.
You will get lots of credit, you know, on our show for doing it. And who knows, maybe we'll think of some other little surprise to throw in there as an appreciation. We'll have to talk about that.
We will send little Alley Cat to your house to make your bed for a month.
I'll make your bed and I'll make some pasta. We'll have spaghetti. We'll talk and eat at the same time.
Well, okay. Let's get
the contest is officially open. We can move on.
Yes.
Well, I'll answer all those questions on the pony board.
Yeah, the only other one I can foresee later. Them asking is about the size of the artwork itself for us to be able to use. Panda,
oh, yeah.
Can we resize anything that's sent to us, or is there some sort of size restriction that we need to place on the actual entries?
Yeah, is there a minimum amount of pixels or a maximum that you can handle?
Hold on, let me take a look.
Your current one is about 120.
One's rather tiny. If we can do anything a little bigger, that would be nice.
Yeah, if you send
yeah.
it bigger, maybe, who knows, we could turn it into mugs and T-shirts and mouse pads and stuff.
Wow, you know,
exactly.
We could do some fun things with this. Now, if only we could get stickied at certain boards where, you know, we knew we were getting enough of a following to actually justify stuff like that, that would be so awesome. As a matter of fact, if you guys freaking do that, you can have shirts made, right, with anything you want. So, shoot, I would totally get a shirt made.
Yeah, there are
Me
any
too.
Number of websites that will take your artwork.
That's right. Get them on mugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were bringing them to the Maryland Pony Meet and put them on the prize table.
Yeah, for promotional purposes.
Yeah. See, I would wear it to the Maryland Meet every year.
I'd wear it to the convention.
I would totally sport a My Little Pony Talk show shirt. That would be great. I have the hugest collection of pony shirts already. Give me any kind of shirt that has pony-related stuff on it. I want it.
Well, this would definitely be one you would really want.
Yeah, I need a pony shirt. I sold my pony shirts during the Great Purge. You guessed it.
Hold on.
Oh, it's not that sad.
Purge.
But I have no t-shirts anymore.
I probably bought a few.
You know, I had
a lot of
awesome
my shirts
sweatshirt with ears. Do you remember that one, the pink sweatshirt that had the pony ears on, like, the hoodie that came up, and the rainbow with the ponies on front, and it was all sparkly?
You had that, and you
I
got
had
rid of
that.
It?
I sold it at the Maryland Pony Meet, like, 3 years ago.
I've been
I
looking
don't know
for
why.
That. Who did you
I don't
sell
know
it to? I want their name and number.
I want their
the
name
show.
And number, okay? Kitten is still mad at me. She's like, why the heck did you sell that? Pony Purge Madness. I'm sorry. I'm such an idiot.
And speaking of kittens,
huh?
our next clip.
Next clip is kittens.
Features. Very first time.
Which episode?
Kitten. Episode 6. A very first time, Kitten finds the Pony Snacks in our first ever Pony Snack fight.
Episode 6.
I'm about 8 seconds off from this, so bear with me.
Co-hosting a My Little Pony talk show.
Everybody hop in the Wayback Machine.
Also, William didn't force these to fix the weather. No, he did not. He actually made it worse. Oh, no. She just found the My Little Pony fruit snacks. You weren't supposed to find those. That was my stash for my show with my pony power. No, they're not supposed to eat those. I got you my boss fruit snacks you wanted. You're going to be 13 next week. You don't need those. Look, step away from the first snack. Oh, my. Oh, my God. You see, heaven. He found my fruit snack. Shooting my fruit snacks. You have braces. You're not allowed to have anything gummy. Oh my gosh. Now I gotta hide some. I seriously have had those hidden for like 3 weeks now. She did not know about them. I'm so busted. Third time I've said, poor Ellie can't breathe. That's me. No, that was me too. It is the first time anybody had heard me actually bust out in a laugh, and they just couldn't help. When I pretty much lost my voice. I couldn't help. She's torturing you. She's eating them in front of me. One package, that's it. Late, you have to go to bed soon.
Oh, my God.
We've been fighting on Pony Snacks for almost a year. Can you believe that?
There has been so much Pony Snack drama on this show.
I didn't realize, actually, that the very first time that Kitten found the Pony Snacks, that it was Pony Snack fighting from the very get-go. I just totally forgot. I didn't realize that we had been at each other since the beginning.
Well, you have been.
Wow.
And it has made for some pretty interesting episodes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Try living it.
What? Sorry, bear with me here.
That was a great clip.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, we have an even better clip coming up.
So, Karen, you didn't see anything about that. I thought you would totally love that.
Well, I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to interrupt the clip. I don't want to interrupt you guys. I'm just back here laughing and enjoying. Yeah, I got to hear these early episodes. I'm hearing all these things now for the first time, and I just got to say, you ladies are nuts.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
See, that's why
and
I
love
you
for it.
That's why I called you early on. I was like, you know what? I know somebody else who's nuts that needs to be part
somebody
of
somebody else needs to be in on this. I know just the person.
Yeah, do you remember? I was like, oh, you got to totally be our pony person. Come on.
Yeah, I'm a chatterbox. You get talking to me, I'll just talk your ear off. I'm natural for the radio show or meet or any social situation.
Yeah.
You can't
shut me
up. Yeah,
pretty much texting has really saved a lot of people's ears in my social circle because that really limits me. I'm like the Hugo Chavez, you know. You just can't shut me up. So texting really is like a godsend. It forces me to, like, restrict myself.
Right. It keeps everything brief. 160 characters or less, please.
And I'm still going over that. I'm sending you, like, the double text, you know?
Yeah,
you,
I get piggyback texts.
you'd be halfway through reading the text and, like, your whole thing vibrates again and cuts off what you're reading because you're getting another text.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know. A few of you gals, you guys make my cell phone smoke because of all the texting.
Yeah, I am not the only one, fortunately. I have another person who comes to mind who likes to send me nice long texts, and I feel less guilty about it when I know that
also... You're not alone. You are not the only one, little alley cat. There's a few of us out there that love to send those long texts, especially those people with the iPhones.
Yeah, yeah, those
They're the
people.
Worst offenders.
They are.
Oh, yes. But
are you digging up something else over there, Amy?
Yes, I did. I have. It actually comes. Are we ready for the next clip?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
It comes from episode 8, the MLP Convention Post Show. And we are finding out the winners of some of the big contests at the conference in Las Vegas. Are you ready?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Louder.
There, how it went, and from what I understand, has some pretty cool people to talk to as well.
Yes,
I am here. I am actually here with a few of the winners. And I will apologize now. There will not be a Pandora Rose giggle track.
I actually
have trained my voice. And I don't know. I take that as a direct challenge. So we'll just see how far you get with not having a giggle. this was like a great, great trip. So, yeah, I've got a lot of stuff I'm probably going to be talking about next week after the interview with Ted. So this will not be the only time I will be talking about the fair. But I will be talking with some prize winners tonight.
Yay!
So hold on, we're trying to get into the room where we will be doing everything.
Okay.
So I was way off.
You made it through alive, and you actually were able to hopefully tackle some of the people you intended to tackle, and you obviously kidnapped a few to interview for us.
Yes, I did. I kidnapped several people. Who do we want to do first? Do we want to
Let's talk about.
Because why don't you give like a really brief rundown of the order of events in the show, and then you can maybe bring in people in order of like who did what. You know, who won what first.
Okay, I think first up was they ran the
Got it. Didn't they showed all the photos for the photo hunt first?
Tell us about the photo hunt. Tell us what the premise was for the photo hunt, and we'll go with that.
What was that again?
What was the photo hunt competition about?
Basically,
what did they tell you you had to do? They gave you a list of objectives and you hear it.
Right. And the bonus round, which was the most hardest thing to do,
we need to get to the foundation room. We need to take pictures. I'm trying to only two floors.
I have no idea where you're going with this, hon.
You had only the strawberry leaf. You had to leave.
You should know who I am.
You won. You were on the team that won. Way to hold out on that information. In.
We won. And Sailor Libra started the sled on the...
It did the job. You won.
Yes.
You walked away with the prize. Did you get any kind of trophy or ribbon or anything else with it?
No, just the prize and bragging rights, of course.
Bragging rights will always be fun.
Put our resources together, and we'll just pop the best pictures in, and we'll be a team.
So a team wasn't per party. So if you came... with your mom and your husband and your daughter.
Did the silent auction.
There we go.
At the arena table. And I think we have the big auction winner around here.
Where silent auction. So what was the premise of the silent auction? How did that work?
Basically, you went up, you signed up, you got a number, you put your number down, and you put your bid. And you had to keep checking in to make sure your bid was still the highest. And I do believe the biggest part of that was the Big Rapunzel by Ruskar. Rosengar. That was, I think, the biggest item there that people wanted.
All right, could you say that a little clearer? Did you say that was a large Rapunzel was the prize?
Stuffed.
Was it like a very large custom of Rapunzel, or was it the actual pony Rapunzel?
No, it was a big 3-foot plushy custom by Rosengar. Rosengar, sorry. I keep saying her name wrong.
I would say, because it's not coming across very clearly, and we certainly want to give credit. Roses
right.
are?
They are here.
Spell it.
Yeah, Rosengar. Roses are.
Like as in roses are red, violets are blue?
Yes.
Okay, roses are. So roses are made a 3-foot custom plushie of Rapunzel. And
you
that
hate
was
when you know where it is.
Were there more than one prize?
Yeah, I'm missing the point.
Then there was Mimic, and
we don't need to listen to the whole
other
convention show again. Don't we have like a bajillion other
cards? Oh, you have there. Did you say you have one of the silent auction winners there?
Yes, we have the winner of Rapunzel. Okay,
this is actually because of what you said.
Hello?
Hi, so you're the winner of Rapunzel. The custom
yes, I
Rapunzel.
Am. Yes, I am.
Are you going to post pictures? She sounds really cool.
Yes, I will. And you realize who this is.
So who is it? Who is this?
Lucky winner.
Yes, we know it's the lucky winner. But after you post on the arena or the trading post that we might know who you are, or are you going to stay anonymous winner?
She always wins arena raffles.
Oh, well, then we don't want to know who she is.
And she's also the host.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I did not really look for that one.
Yeah, that was a bit long.
It was the fact that you said, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that was a good oh, no.
Were you doing that from a hotel room in Las Vegas?
Yes, we actually ran up to, oh, God, I can't remember what her name is.
Some board member.
Yes, one of the board members. We ran up to her room. And it was really funny because we were standing, when the show started, we were actually outside of the room. Because we're all kind of like, oh, dear God, are we going to get into the room on time? Because we were waiting for the person to actually let us in. So we actually started the show from the hallway.
And did you have your laptop with you at the time or just your phone?
I didn't have a laptop yet.
I was running the show.
Oh, you were running the show from home. Okay, got it. Now that makes sense.
We did the post-show and we did the pre-show, and so I acted as the main host. You know, I seem to remember the beginning of one or both of those shows that I was kind of like maniacally evil in the beginning because I had gained control of the show and was like, keeping you at bay on the phone and stuff. Like, yeah, I may let her on. I don't know. Let me think about it. But those, I remember that. That was fun.
Actually, it was the beginning of the first one.
And that was when My Little Pony Talk actually covered the Las Vegas Pony Fair, the
right.
U.S. U.S. National Convention, if you will, of pony
yes.
collectors. They do one every year. It's always in a different city. How cool is that? You got to go.
We had live representatives.
I like when the show travels around. That's fun.
Do we actually want to hear the part where you are all maniacal?
If you want to play it, that's your call.
Okay, we'll play it, but we'll have to play it a little bit later because I'm going to have to download that one.
A lot of parts...
I can always reenact it for you. Just give me the controls.
A lot of the parts of the show involve Panda opening up ponies on the air. And I know that you got good stuff out there in Vegas. And you got good stuff nearly every week of the show because you have such amazing pony luck.
Oh, yes. And we're actually going to start off with, not that, we're going to start off with something a little bit different as soon as I find it. One bad part about doing this is getting the time marker on the right time part.
Yeah, there's no zoom feature. You have to just kind of wiggle it around until you find the right spot. Never mind. So, that's for next year's show.
What, the wiggling?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. The wiggling.
Mike, I need the in there.
Shut up. Oh, sorry, not you guys. It's my bird.
Here we go.
Oh, she found something.
From episode 12, I do believe this one's Generation 1, Year 6. This is when we're actually really actually putting titles on the episodes.
Woo!
Yeah,
we got real official.
We've got Edgar's Pub and the Baby Ponies with Pals, Cha-Cha and Cutisaurus, and Oakley. I do believe this is one of yours, Care.
I think this is me. I think this is going to be the first thing you hear from me on this show in a clip.
I think so. So
we Little Alley Cat was away for whatever reason. I put her in a box.
That was when William had come home. I'm sorry, not William. Tomcat came home
Tomcat
from Korea
home.
For a couple weeks.
And you guys were out prowling the alleys together.
We weren't out nowhere, let me tell you. We stayed home.
Well, here we go.
Laura Rose, and this is my co-host,
Cat Red Roses.
Hello!
Yay!
Back again!
I am back again. By special permissions, the Ponyville zookeeper, they agreed to keep Little Alley Cat in the box for another week. So you get to talk ponies with me.
Yes!
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah, did you get the clip of me coming out of the box? I seem to remember making quite a fuss.
Oh, yes, she did. The fur was flying. The claws were out. The tail was bristled.
Do you recall which episode that was?
The next one, wasn't it?
I don't know.
She might be right.
Sure. I think it was the very next one, because I only missed 1 week, I think. 1 or 2 weeks, and then it was back to business as usual. So if it wasn't the very next one, it was definitely the one after that.
Hmm. Nobody nabbed that one for me.
You know, there's only so much time in the day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
she came back. I was back in the teapot. She let me have it because I was trapped in the teapot and couldn't fight back.
Well, here's another one of Care's favorite clips from the same episode.
Is this when we were in the UK?
No, same episode. You were your first time, you know, running the helm with me away.
Yes. It's still episode 12.
We had some funny talks.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've listened to that episode.
So there would be one less thing to open? That would cause me problems?
I'm going to open it on the air.
Is that you?
Woohoo!
And the only thing I've done was I've popped open the tape on the box so that there would be one less thing to open.
Box is open on the
That's
air.
That's the best feeling.
I remember this.
When you get like a chubby little yellow envelope or a small box and you know it's ponies inside, you just really look forward to opening the mail.
Yes,
I know what's in there.
I look forward to opening up this one.
I don't, because I didn't listen to the show.
I'm going to set my focus.
Well, then listen.
Hopefully it doesn't sound too horrible.
Oh, it always does, but we don't mind.
Use the phone and speaker phone. Give me a second to put it to handset, and then I'll put it on speaker.
How exciting, a live Mimic opening.
Hey, did she announce that it was Mimic yet?
There will be a Mimic inside. This is not going to be some phony Geraldo Rivera Al Capone's vault type opening where, you know, you watch for 2 hours and there's nothing inside but crumpled paper and chips of cement. The real deal, folks.
Yes, it is the real deal. So here we go. You are on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, very good. Curtis, I'm opening the box.
I hear the sound of the box opening.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, we heard that loud and clear.
Okay.
Enthusiastic ripping ensues. Holding our breath. Sounds like paper inside. No,
you made extra noise with that.
There.
I did.
I think she really played that up.
Everybody remembers getting
the
Mimic.
Wait
for it. And here's Mom.
She's in there?
She's in there. Let me get back onto my headset.
Listen to how happy Panda is.
Congratulations, Pandora Rose 3. It's a Mimic.
Excuse me while I hand out some cigars.
Hold on, one more second. Use Bluetooth, yes.
Is that it? Did it cut off? Okay.
That was it.
I'm so glad I could be there for that, you know? It's like I was watching it happen. I was imagining your face and the box and you holding it up and seeing her eyes hit the light for the first time and you looking at her and checking out both sides. And, I, you know, it was just a really happy moment for me because I love Mimic, you know? And I love just seeing people just totally joy out. That's what it's all about, you know?
Definitely, and as we said, I think that was actually the very first box that was ever opened on
and
the
And then
air.
You just went nuts.
It became a staple of the show, Panda's Mail Hour.
It dang near became the show. What do you mean staple?
Actually, if I remember correctly.
Panda's eBay finds talk.
Okay, and you put another one on here for this episode.
I did?
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, Edgar's Pub. Edgar's Pub.
That was the beginning, wasn't it?
Edgar's Pub was toward the end, like when we were actually finally getting around to talking about ponies.
You did Edgar's Woozy.
We were talking about the babies with animal friends, second set. That's what Edgar's Pub was.
I remember being so heartbroken. I think this was, year four of the G1s. I missed so many great ponies. I missed my favorite So Softs, and I missed the pony friends. I was just like, man.
Yeah, I think we were doing year six, and there was just so much variety in year six. You had big ones, small ones, girl ones, boy ones. You know, one
I just remember the years that you did. I think it was 4 and 6, and I was there for 5. And I was man, this stinks. I really loved those years.
I missed 7. I wanted to be there for the perfume puffs, but I had to work late.
Yeah, see?
So, you see? That's how it goes.
This is what happens.
The only one who's been there for every episode has been Panda.
Yes.
Come to think of it, I don't think Panda has missed an episode, have you?
Well, I shouldn't. I'm
well,
the
actually,
host.
When Panda misses an episode, we don't have it. That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah. Okay, she has missed shows. We just all missed the show that week.
Yeah, look, okay, Panda's not going to be here. Let's call it a day. Let's just be back some other week.
Well, let's see what you call Woozy. I have no clue.
You ever feel like
Woozy is
Panda,
a short one.
You ever feel like when Panda says, okay, you know, I can't be here next week, it's almost like a snow day, like, woohoo, no school.
Thanks.
I have like a momentary feeling there that like, wow, yay, day off. I mean, then I'm like, wait, no, I like doing this.
Yeah, you like doing this. I do have that flash moment of, hey, I can go out on Friday night.
Yeah,
and
it did last for a few seconds.
Who am I kidding? I'm not going out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're like, yay, wait a minute, I'm going to be here anyway.
Well, let's see what you call woozy. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Tabby has kittens. Tall Tales has giraffes. Tossles has two bear cubs. And Woozy, I think, has a pair of mice. Mice. Okay, Seth, I'm glad you can say that because I can't.
So I know they're mice because there's a person online whose name is Woozy, and I've seen, you know, pictures of Woozy associated, I guess, with that person, Woozy. So I know very well what the symbol looks like.
Oh, I think it was because I was going to say monkeys or something like that.
Poor Woozy.
Oh, the symbol. Woozy was going to have a new set of symbols, and it was going to be monkeys.
Was that it?
I think that was it.
Yeah, I think you cut out the part where we went into that whole diatribe about drunken ponies.
I think that's what
he's
probably going for. When
okay, hold on.
Mention
hold
that
on.
Clip.
Hold on, here we go.
Yes, I really don't because I don't have her.
And what were they thinking when they named it Woozy?
Yeah, this is it.
Woozy.
Yes. Woozy's how I feel when I've had too many cocktails. Why would you name a silver boy that? There must be some other definition of Woozy that I'm not acquainted with.
No, I think someone was probably very drunk at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
I know what we should name that one. Woozy. Is that Woozy
right now? Hey.
That was it. We cracked each other up on that. Anytime when we depart from the normal, this pony has pink hair and this color body and this color eyes and came with, you know, we get into these conversations and it's just so funny. And I remember that night really well because I had to put the phone down and just go snort, laugh, you giggle.
Yeah, we've had a few of those where they would just drop down and fall down. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, and this was early on. I was trying to, like, you know, be, like, a good broadcaster and not, like, make obscene noises laughing into the phone. So I was turned
notice,
in all kinds of colors.
You saw how long our good broadcasting skills lasted. I think it was, like, through the first two shows.
I know.
By show three, we had already started to kind of fall from that good broadcasting
fall from
pedestal.
Grace.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, once I said world domination, it was done.
Well, that's what I get for never hearing the early eps.
Exactly.
That's okay, because then you had to find your own way. You know, you didn't have, like, any of that preconceived ideas of what you were supposed to be. You just naturally fell from grace, all by yourself.
Try to find the part with Oakley and Edgar and Cha-Cha.
Okay.
Because it didn't end there, Little Alley Cat. We kept going with this whole
Hasbro. This is probably
Hasbro,
one of those things that you just got to, like, go tune into the whole thing to really get the full effect.
Hasbro rec time. I think she can fit it in a minute if she can get the right minute.
When we talked about different shows and different times, you know, there were just a few shows that just really did it. And I know we were talking, once we hit the UK, oh, my gosh, we could just play, like, 3 weeks' worth of shows. And the whole thing was pretty much dropped down funny. We just went off.
Because by the time the show got to the UK, we were doing as much off-topic as we were on.
Yeah, by
exactly.
Then we've been doing the show for like 6 months. So, yeah, it was a free-for-all.
Is it okay if I eat ice cream on the show?
Oh, come
on. Problem.
You're just now asking permission to eat? I eat every single week.
Okay, and here comes Edgar's Pub and the baby ponies. Should be coming up soon.
Turn up.
Oh, this is good. I can eat during this.
Turn it up.
Louder.
Hold on.
Can't hear a thing.
Well, that would be because I plugging into the wrong thing. I'm plugging into the wrong jack.
Wiggle it around.
Fantasy. What about the second set of the Pony Friends?
Okay.
Far out. The most expensive friends to date.
So why is that?
I have no clue, because you got Cha-Cha the Llama, which I have seen a live llama.
I just like to say Cha-Cha. Do you have a Cha-Cha? I'm looking for Cha-Cha.
No, I don't have any of these ones.
Can I buy you a Cha-Cha? Is your Cha-Cha for sale? It's fun to say.
Oh my god.
Cha-Cha.
I want a Cha-Cha. I must have Cha-Cha. Who wants to sell me the Cha-Cha? And she's adorable. She's like that minty green. She's the color of G3 Minty. She's got the pink tail and the green body, and she's looking at you with that, like, smug llama face. You don't know whether she's going to, like, bite you or spit at you. Cha-Cha's just awesome, and that's why people want to pay a lot of money for Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha is awesome.
Her and, yeah, okay, this one's name is just cute, B-I-Q. Cutosaurus the dinosaur.
They just gave up. What are we going to call it?
It's cute. It's a dinosaur. Cutosaurus. Yeah, I like it. Let's break for lunch.
Eating over.
Who's heading over to the bar across the street? I'm buying. We'll name the other two when we get back. That is probably how we came up with Edgar the elephant.
Edgar was the owner of the bar, and Oakley was the bartender. And that's how it happened.
Wow.
That's it.
If you want to hear the rest, it goes on to talk about how the color of the elephant was pink. Humor ensued. Well, you know, from the very get-go, I mean, I totally thought you guys were going to go someplace else. As soon as she said the most expensive ponies to date, I was like, exactly how much does it cost to call one of them up? I was like, surprised you guys didn't go with that. Like, as soon as you heard that, I guess you were just already thinking about bars.
I guess so.
It
was something in the water that night.
Must have been.
Okay.
What a fun year that was to do.
Apparently so. I missed out.
No, you didn't. You were with Tomcat having a good time.
That's true. So what do we? What's next? What are we doing next?
Up next, we're heading over to the UK for episode 5, and we're going to have twins, and the Bombay doors are going to open.
Yay!
Okay, no problem. I'll be with
you. I'm just going to sit here and cry in the background. You guys can talk about the next set.
Well, it's not the next set, because up next is the let me tell you about this secret surprise pony. I forgot about that part. She is pink with pink hair with yellow eyes. Symbol is a white and yellow crane with a baby, and comes with two smaller ponies, one pink, one blue, that she gave birth to. Dear God, that all rhymed.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, seriously, how does the mechanism work?
Yeah, you had a little alley cat. How does she work? How do you do the C-section on this prime twin pony? make the miracle of life happen.
Little alley cat.
I still want to see this in person.
Well, I guess we'll find out when she gets back. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking again. We're playing charades.
And it's like, even though, you know, they're trying to be quiet and try to figure out what they're saying, you realize you're not being able to pay attention to what's on the phone. What the heck are you talking about?
How does the mechanism work in the Surprise Twins pony?
You push the button and the door flies open. And there's
not
the
a
little lever that you can reach back
it.
Shut.
It's really creepy.
It is. It's strange.
It's creepy
not
good
like
or creepy
it's
bad?
Coming out of its side when it's closed.
Creepy like I'd like it?
Oh, yeah, you'd love it. Are you kidding me? This is a pony for you. You got to get one.
Okay.
The yellow heart is like the spring button. You push that in, and then it's like a B-52 bomber. The bomb flies open, and the ponies fly out.
The Bombay doors open, and
the Bombay doors open. That is exactly what happens. And then because it's like a barrel shape, it's sort of like how, like with a gun, you know, or a BB gun or something like that, that has like the little piece. You got to like pull it back across to click it back in place. So you do that, and then again, you push the button, and Bombay doors open, ponies fly out. Congratulations.
No wonder why these children had to go into the NICU unit.
You know, I tried contacting the person that I sold that pony to, and they won't respond to me.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
That was just the best description of a pony ever. You and Kit Kat Vintage. That
yeah,
had me rolling.
That was awesome, you know, and it's so accurate, too. That is, like, one of my things on my list that I have to get is another one of those because, you know, it's such a fun, bizarre pony. One of those things I didn't fully appreciate at the time. I just thought it was too strange, and now I have come to fully appreciate it. I need to get one again.
Ah, you've come to embrace the gimmicky ponies.
Yeah, I emailed the person I sold it to and said, hey, is it possible to buy it back? You know, you still have it, whatever, because they're selling their collection. So I figured, well, you're selling your collection. Do you still have this? You know, I'd want to buy it back if you do. And they won't respond to me, so okay. But now I'm on the hunt. Now I got to find one again.
Speaking of gimmicky ponies, I should have actually played this one first. Unfortunately, I was a little off when I put the timeline together for what gets played when. We talk about nurse ponies and rubbing them the wrong way.
We would.
Nurse! Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get this a little bit closer to the time.
I'm giving pony parrot some ice cream.
Okay, here we go. Here.
I still can't believe you can feed him that. That's so cool.
He loves it.
And here we go. We're going to rub.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. First up on the block are the nurse ponies.
Stupid hats.
Okay, the nurse ponies can tell you how you feel when you rub their symbol.
Yes, they had, you know, play interactive symbols. When the heart on their symbol is rubbed, it will disappear to reveal a teddy bear's face that will be either happy or sad.
Mm.
And each pony came with a white nurse hat that had a red little cross on it. Which is so funny.
I'm sorry.
No, she's not that wrong way. I'm not going to be happy.
Seriously, this is what I say. People don't chime in for like all the facts. They chime in for all this silliness. Now we suddenly
you're gonna need a doctor if you don't rub me the right way.
Oh God, that's not.
Nurse, nurse, help me! I have a Florence Nightingale effect.
Oh, dear Lord. But first up.
Yeah, I totally got an attack of the giggles. As soon as, I don't know what it was about listening to you talk about rubbing ponies, but I about fell out.
You did a panda. You did a panda. That's exactly what
you did. Yeah. You did a panda.
I totally lost it. I can hear myself. Oh my gosh, I am really losing it. That happens what, like twice a year? I mean,
I think that was the first time that ever happened to you.
Like that, well, when we did the pony snack time the first time that Sienna found them, I remember I had a pretty good chuckle out of that one. But that was probably the worst. I mean, I think that was the biggest laugh that I had the whole show. For some reason, it was like all I could do was keep from laughing, I think, the rest of the night.
Yeah, we just couldn't say rub the entire
No, can't say rub.
Rub. Rub.
It's okay. I've desensitized myself now. I can handle it.
Oh, fine. But, you know, can you desensitize yourself for this next at this next?
Oh, you're not.
Clip.
You're not going there.
Uh-oh. I think I know what's coming.
But,
I won't
even
announce.
Never live it down.
Sometimes the stuff that goes on Little Alley Cat's house is just funnier than what's going on the show. And it just makes for a good show.
Well,
I don't know if it's
that
or I think she's talking about the one that just tortures me endlessly.
Here we go.
I go to school. Yay!
Oh, no,
something unique.
We can't go to school. But we're going to go to school with the school train coming.
No, we're not going to go to school.
We're going to school and you're going to like it.
On the bus, now.
Which means you can't play the music. Somebody has to play the music in their head.
I had, before we even go here, okay?
Hold on, everything we're about
to talk about. The school, I had them in the box. I took it out of the box and put it together. I had every one of the school time ponies. I had the play school baby ponies, every one of them in mint condition. But I imagine I had the school house.
You guys mock me.
For sad music, there was a lot of laughter going on.
You know, it's funny,
no, that
though.
That wasn't laughter, though. That was crying. I was fake crying during that entire thing.
Oh, were you just laughing just now, though?
I was laughing just now.
I'll say, I think there was laughing over the crying. I could hear you crying, but I also heard your, you know, your little laugh
right
that just borderlines
now.
On that.
It's just twittering.
The dog
or
whatever it is from the Catch the Pigeon show.
That was me. That I was crying during that part. But then, you know, I was crying during that part, but heck, I was just laughing right now.
Yeah, but
and I was shaking my head.
I went on to get that back, didn't I?
Yes, it had a happy ending.
I still don't have all those ponies mint yet.
But you will, because you believe in the pony genie and pony joy will come your way, because it has to.
I believe in the pony genie. If only the pony genie would add to my bank account.
Hey, pony genie has her limits, okay?
Well, you know, the pony genie has her limits.
Pony genie works magic, okay? Pony genie can't fix the economy. But in her own special way, she can smile upon you.
Oh, yes. And we all of a sudden become very politically incorrect.
This is the sound of me picking Rocky Road ice cream out of my teeth. Sorry, hold on.
See, we need more clips like that.
Okay, I know what clip we're going to use at our second anniversary show.
Oh, wait, that was perfect, yeah, just that one little clip, you know, short and sweet, 3 seconds. Make a time stamp, but we'll never find it again.
I'm a walking sound bite, what can I tell you?
There we go. But up next, we go politically incorrect by talking about marriage, women in the kitchen, and getting pregnant.
Right on. Just cut to the chase.
Love and marriage. Love and marriage go together like a horse and
pony and carriage.
Yeah, let's go into the kitchen. Why don't we? Right on, yeah, because you know, after you get married, that's exactly where you're going to go. And up here comes the cookery pony.
You know, I'm starting to not like what the UK is doing here. They're sending some sort of, like, hidden curriculum. There's a hidden message here. That the women are now in the kitchen.
First they get all, like, falling in love. Girls needed to do, you know, right? And then they needed to learn how to cook and be in the kitchen and bake stuff.
Yeah, and then they get pregnant.
It comes later. First they go on holiday, remember?
That's how we got pregnant. Well, they get anything.
Don't put the cart before the horse here. First you got to have a vacation.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm totally jumping.
Oh yeah, we don't like stay with being politically correct on this show, not at all.
No, that don't last real long for us, does it?
No, it does not. It does not.
And not all the ponies got married and got pregnant. Some of them grew up and had careers. They became nurses or school teachers.
Yeah, those aren't traditional female jobs.
Wake up, Hasbro. Where's all the doctor and lawyer ponies?
When they went on to get pregnant, they sure as heck did, didn't they?
Yeah,
nowadays, if they were to redo that, it would be like the working mom power broker pony.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
no kidding. It'd be the multitasking pony.
The senator pony.
The maniacal let's steal the show.
Oh, no. You found that?
I found it. Are we ready?
Sure.
Why not?
Episode 7, convention. MLP convention, the pre-show, where a little alley cat decides she's going to steal my show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hello, and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I'm your host, Little Alley Cat. That's right, it's all me, all my show, that's right. And I'm coming from you live, not in Las Vegas, although I will have a caller from Las Vegas who is not the host tonight because it's world domination for Little Alley Cat. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I am so in charge, finally. It's so fantastic. Must breathe. Yes, must breathe. I'm sorry, what? Oh, Pandora Rose, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, I was just opening the show for, you know, our show, you know, tonight. Your show, you know. At all. Were you there long?
Yes.
Oh, I was here the entire time. Oh, I was just playing. So, anyway, so you're at the...
I really gotta go back to acting school.
And that seriously was not bad for being planned out in, what, like 5 minutes?
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay, I'm going to take over the show. Ready? Let's go. Yeah, I was so disappointed with my maniacal laughter. It wasn't very maniacal.
Was maniacal giggling.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, it's way too high-pitched. I had to be more serious.
Yeah, it's like you're clutching the show in your clawed, gnarled hands and just throwing your head back. And the thunder cracks above you.
Yeah, if I had it planned out better, I would have had time to, like, practice the maniacal laughter and get the clashing pots in the background and, you know, but...
You mean you would do exactly what happened during pony snack time when kitten gets tackled for a
pony snack.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought little alley cat got tackled.
No, I think I was tackling her.
Let's play and find out.
And then she tackled back. And then we tumbled a few times.
It was
around.
A grapple.
It was, yeah.
My Little Pony Snack, the official snack food of the My Little Pony radio talk show and of WrestleMania.
And when pony girls go wild.
We are just everywhere.
And here we go. We're about a couple of seconds off.
Everybody get your pony snacks out for this clip.
Oh, that is so stinking cute.
I love this
army. I don't mean to squeal.
Turn it up.
I'm not much of a squealer, and that really did it for me. Oh, I'll bring her to the mirror.
That starry kitten. Pony snack time.
Now that you're out and about.
Come on, we're all waiting for you to open them up.
Hey, DDK.
Karen,
what
is
this, girl?
Hi. She says hi to the girl.
Oh, dear Lord.
Huh? I spent $75.40 last month on eBay.
Hell,
you spent what? I spent $75.40 last year on eBay. I don't think that includes all the shipping prices.
Yeah, it should. You're looking at your PayPal total, aren't you?
Oh, do we really want to look at PayPal total? All right, that was like my total for last week. I was looking at eBay.
Huh?
On your eBay, if you look on your My eBay summary page.
No, any green. No, I didn't have any green in mine. None. Not any. Come on. Oh, I hope you recorded that.
Oh, dear Lord, it did.
I really hope you recorded that. We got to play that back. Another point in time.
They actually disconnected.
Yeah, it was chaos. That was great.
Note to yourself, listen to tonight's episode and fast forward to 31 minutes before the show ends.
Oh, save that. Save that, please. We've got to play that back next time. There's some kind of kerfluffle on the show. Play it back to Santa Monica.
No. That will be on the anniversary special.
The best of. Pony Girls Gone Wild.
That will definitely be Pony Girls Gone Wild.
Rock on.
T-shirts.
The greens will do that to you. You know what they say about the green ones.
By the way, to those green. Of you who are confused, my mom just tackled me to the ground in the pony room for one of my greens. So, clear that up. And I was lying. I only had one green with you. So all of that was my
mom. I got it.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty great. I gotta admit to the epicness of that.
Best ever.
God, can we do that again?
Even Pony Bird is laughing. Stop.
It's so great. You sit there, you can just hear the screams. Everything just like you said, it's just like this escalating to the crescendo, and then quip, nothing.
Oh, man. Like I said, you gotta save that. That's great. Just shorten it and just play that whenever something crazy happens on the show. That escalating. Click.
Yeah, because there's like a 5-second window there that just things just went nuts real fast all of a sudden. It was just like, you guys are like talking, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then in the background they're like, wait a minute, what the heck?
You couldn't act that if you tried.
No,
natural,
no way.
Babe.
No, That was absolutely off the cuff, real deal, no acting involved.
Pony's going wild, definitely.
Is anybody eating a pony snack tonight? You got a few minutes left.
Hey, do we want to do pony snacks?
You guys
got to
do them for me.
I totally can't eat them.
We
have to get the pony snacks, and we have to run up to the pony room. We did not go to the pony room last week, and I've been feeling like deprived of my sea pony song.
Can you multitask? Can you eat pony snacks in the pony room?
Yes, I
can.
So get it. Let's hit it.
Hold on. Let me get it.
Cue those sea ponies.
Yay! All right, we're together now. We're in the pony room. Here we go. Boy, I miss thee. It's been all of like an hour and a half since I've been up here. Way too long. Yeah, that's another thing. You know, if we like got a string of every pony room entrance, people would like be hyperventilating within 3 minutes.
Yeah, you could do like 2 whole minutes of just us going,
Oh, I have two greens and 3 light pinks. Oh, this is good. This is a good one.
Tell me about them in great detail. Tell me about their awesome chewiness and stickiness.
I'm going to start with orange because orange is my least favorite. Because you need to build up to this favorite one so that the taste that you carry with you for the rest of the night is the yumminess of your favorite flavor. In this case, it would be green. Because we know green is the only color that matters. But,
yeah, that's
a fair second.
That's
a fair second, I will accept the double hearts, which are, I guess, strawberry. So we're starting out with the orange, pony head, cascading hair, tart, sweet, chewy goodness.
Oh, I want some.
Mm.
I wish I could partake.
So good. So very good.
The delicious.
You know, we have to be careful because it could be pony-gasmic. Although, I don't think Panda knows anything about that, do you, Panda?
What?
Pony-gasmic.
I think she does.
Am I supposed
she's holding
to,
out on us.
Get to that? Am I supposed to skip all the way to that one?
Yeah, we only have like 8 minutes left in the show. Hello.
I think this
before
is your cue.
We can get to all the other clips afterwards, but we got to make sure that the ponygasm gets on the show before the 11 o'clock curtain call.
Okay.
Just in case there's somebody listening live. You know, this is for you, that one person.
I don't think there's anyone listening live.
Well, you know, you want to do that? You want to just keep going and assume nobody's listening live? You just keep going in order. It's a special, you know, 5-hour show. That's fine. We should have done the dark pink first because I think I like the orange better than the dark pink.
Chew louder. Put your mouth right up to the phone and chew on them. I want to hear them.
All right.
Up next, are we ready?
I don't want to have you go out of order. What did you originally have planned?
I'm gonna just say,
turn it up.
Only Panda knows what she has planned.
There you go. I have 2 pillows. I have one firm, thin one for the bottom, and then I have one puffy, soft one for the top.
Turn this up.
Three. They're not under her head, I suspect.
Actually, yeah, they are. I've got...
What are you, that elephant man? You've got to, like, sleep with your head raised?
Well, actually...
Your brain is going to, like, your weight is going to suffocate you?
Actually, it's more like 6 pillows. I've got 2 king-size pillows that I bought when I was working retail, like, years ago.
Hey, guys.
I got...
It's going to be on, my
that
time,
note,
everybody.
It's Pony night-night.
Night-night. Hi. Hi, guys. We're going to talk about pillows after this.
This is Katie Monod, and you have listened to Pony's Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kit Kat. Sorry. Bye, Kit Kat.
Download, and you will hear the rest of us.
Yeah, we're going to the details of Amy's sleeping arrangement and her gajillion pillows.
We call this chapter Pillow Talk.
But yes,
Pillow Talk with the Pony Girls.
I got two king-size pillows that I bought when I worked retail. And I've never really slept on them. They've always been the bottom-tier pillows. But then I got this.
I think we can stop right there.
No, we missed the really good part.
What good part?
Germ bag.
Okay, in that case, hold on. Let me keep going.
Pillows. On top of those are regular size. And then I've got the big fluffy pillows on top of those.
That sounds so comfortable.
I actually
pillows right
now. Taste in pillows myself. I've got my real soft, fluffy, feathery pillow for my head, and then I have my 5-foot-long feather down body pillow that actually acts also as a safety barrier between me and my 200-pound husband, who, if it was not there, would roll over on me in his sleep all the time because he's completely one of those unaware people when he's asleep. And I have sustained a lot of damage that first year just from being in the So I then invested in the five foot down pillow that when he does try to start to roll over or swing an arm or something like that, it like hits the barrier, you know?
Yeah, it's a barrier.
And, you know, sometimes we visit each other's side of the bed, but that is my safety net. Otherwise, I would never be able to sleep with him. And then, of course, I have another pillow on the other side because you get so used to being able to, like wrap your arms around a pillow or, you know, grab it to, like, put between your knees, you know. And
yeah.
That when you go to turn sides, if there's not something there to do the same, then it just ain't right. So you got to have pillows on the other side available because I can't bring the whole 5-foot pillow over with me. It's not like you can just flip with a 5-foot pillow. It just isn't going to happen. So you got to have something already set up on the other side. So, it's like, when I get in bed, you know, and you just, this is horrible. I mean, I was going to make fun of Amy talking about her pillows and listen to me. When I climb in bed, it's like I have to climb into, like, the valley of pillows. Because I like get everything set up, and then I put the blankets and covers on top because I'm so tired of, like, you don't want to have to pull down covers to put a 5-foot pillow in there every night. You make the bed in it. And as a result, I have to, like, pull back the covers, and I climb in, like, between all of my pillows. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so bad. If I knew when I was a child that this was going to be my life, you know, I think I'd make fun of me then.
With that many pillows, it's best that everybody fits in the bed.
Oh, yeah, we all fit in the bed just fine.
Did Kit Kat let us in on the germy pillow
floor
prior to leaving?
It's
going to end with Kit Kat Vintage sending a message.
Out, body get knocked down the bed.
It's just one of those things that just kind of evolves.
Yeah, I know it's
when
you buy
a pillow, you know, when we have more pillows.
Gum it up.
Oh, well, that's, you know, I could use a pillow for my head. I could use another one for, like, to hang on to. I could use one for my knees.
She really went on a rant about pillows.
I was feeling the pillow love, let me tell you.
And you were goofing on Amy for talking about her pillows.
I know.
Now listen to you.
I'm getting all involved with my pillows.
Husbands can be really warm in the summer, but pillows aren't. So you have a pillow at night. That's very nice and cozy.
Apparently, Big Cat also has pillows in her bed, including the germ bag, so you know.
I wanted to say that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was designated to be the chat board, you know, cat
board leader.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, see, Kit Kat described what the germ bag was prior.
But she goes, I bought new ones a while ago, but we're bleeping out names here.
What can we call Kit Kat's significant other?
Kit Kat boy? Kit Kat boy, there you go.
Catboy wouldn't let Catboy get the old one.
Including the germ bag.
God, yeah. He's saying that. So, yes, will we go with the after hours? Oh, my dear Lord, I don't think any topic is safe from us.
And what would it be without you and Little Alley Cat fighting over who gets to say what line?
I was going to say that. I didn't know that.
Happens at least once a show. I thought you were going to. Oh, I thought you were going to.
Communication is lacking. You know, sometimes it's so hard to tell if she's laughing or she's just seething.
Seething and laughing. Laughing quietly and seething quietly. Can't really tell them apart.
It's like maniacal laughing, seething at the same time.
Yeah.
I think we're going to like this next clip. It doesn't need very much setting up.
All right.
Good.
So, here we go.
Well, so Blanc, oh, Canadian.
Sally.
Oh, show's starting. We can hear you.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Where's the theme song? What's up? There was, like, no warning whatsoever.
I know. Hold on.
Opa.
Oh, awesome. Oh, don't stop. I'm dancing.
Yes, it was the beginning of International Grief number 2, where Care has put in Little Alley Cat babbling to kitten.
No, actually, she was babbling to the real Little Alley Cat.
Oh, that wasn't Kitten you were talking to? That was
No, I was talking
kitty,
to
kitty.
My cat.
Oh, you were babbling to
cat. My cat. My
That's
cat
even worse.
Avatar.
You know the cat can't talk back and you're on the air
I'm talking
to
Dolly,
your cat.
Little Alley
Crazy cat.
Cat
lady.
My picture. Yes, no, I wasn't talking to Kitten. Come on, you think I talk that nice to Kitten?
No, we've heard you do that too. How many times has the show started where you're talking to Kitten? Oh, the show's starting. You can hear you talk over the theme song.
Hey, and we forgot to give props to the Bazookas music person again. Who?
Oh yeah, Christo Doulos. I forget his last name, but he's Gazzy's
right.
Boyfriend, Christo Doulos.
Whose boyfriend was it again? Sugar. Was it? No, it was...
Gazzy 90s.
Yeah, Gazzy 90s boyfriend, and he actually figured that all out for her, which was so awesome, and I remember I was so heartbroken I forgot to remind you to play it for the first Greek show. I was so glad that we were doing Grease 2, because then we were... Grease 2!
Grease 2.
Is the word! And
go Grease Lightning! Go Grease Lightning!
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Woo, sidetrack.
See what music does for a show.
Oh, so yet again, I was even thinking of that. I was like, man, we should probably have the Greek Bazookas thing going on for the anniversary show. So I'm glad somebody else thought of it in a roundabout kind of way.
Yeah, well, definitely one of my favorite clips. Live music composed for us, played on the show.
Yeah.
And totally by surprise.
Talking to her. Cat.
Man, I'm so excited right now. I'm in the pony room and I'm looking at my sale box for the meat that I've been, you know, squirreling away ponies every time I would get an extra one in a lot or something like that. And because I just didn't feel ambitious enough to put anything on the boards or I wouldn't get around to cleaning them. But I finally have pretty much got it together and holy crud, I got a lot of stuff. Like more than I would have expected. I got like 40 ponies, like 40 near mint ponies to sell.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Yeah. Well, do you have any ring-shaped loaves?
No ring-shaped loaves, but you should really Might want to fill us in more on that one and remind us.
We're digging really deep into the archives for this one.
No pun intended with the
We take you back to
Brazil.
We'll take you all the way back a whole week for this next clip.
The ring-shaped loaf is only a week old? I thought it was like 2 weeks old.
Let's do what I do. We got both windows open. You flip around.
I
know
like
it's an early Earth pony.
Five.
At least. My goodness. You must have good eyes. My screen only holds two open windows at a time. Otherwise, I got to shut it down. Nothing.
Okay. I've got another picture of the ones we're talking about, just for further verification of any colors and whatnot.
This pony, I gotta say, has an interesting name. You know, AJ, Applejack. What they call her in Brazil, the Rolly Cat.
They called her. You're gonna love this. Do you have any idea what's coming?
I do.
This is
choice.
Turn
her
up. Rosquina. Rosquina.
Which of course means ring shaped loaf. Which has everything to do with apples.
Nine.
Seriously, ring-shaped loaf brings something else to mind.
Real.
Yeah, well, then we'd have to invite people like Trickles and Puddles to the party. Yeah, once we actually figured out the deduction that they came to figure out why to name it ring-shaped loaf, but it's much more interesting when you just leave it there.
Everybody play back the Brazil show so you can hear the whole thing. That pony just wins the Hello Name of the Year award.
Yeah, no, that puts like pretty much any pony name ever to shame. I mean, can you possibly think of another pony named worse than that? I don't think we've encountered one yet.
I think we have at least 2 weeks more of Brazil to do, so there are plenty more opportunities for them to try to top
ring-shaped loaf. Yeah, and then there's Argentina.
Loaf.
Yeah, I think we have a few opportunities left.
So are we ready?
Speaking of opportunities, do we have more clips?
Yes, we do.
Woohoo!
We have a couple more. We have from the episode International Germany.
Ooh.
I'm opening up a box.
Ooh.
Surprise, surprise.
Shocking.
But do we remember what was in this box?
Panda opening her mail figures in so prominently in our shows.
It's all about Panda.
There we go.
It is. Because she's going through it for the first time. You and me have been collecting for so long. She's relatively newer. A lot of this stuff is new on her for the first time, you know? We were there once, too. We hear her, and we remember what it was like for us.
We get to live vicariously through her again.
Yeah. Your exciting pony moments are our best of moments.
Yeah.
And
here's another one.
Reminisce.
Ooh, what color?
Which one?
The carousel pony. not my favorite color. Is it blue with yellow hair?
No.
Is it yellow with red hair?
Yes, I remember that auction now. It's there. Yay. Yes. Pandora Rose got the mysterious pony genie magic off that one. She got it for like a steal.
A steal. Oh my god.
Serious steal.
Awesome.
Such a good deal on this on eBay. With shipping and everything else, it's still well below market value.
It was.
$20.
I just looked up $20.
Yeah, that was like with shipping,
With shipping.
Diamond
Woo-hoo!
Dreams. Diamond Dreams. Whoa!
Yeah!
Yay! That's a great deal. I mean, because, you know, if you get it for $20 and you attack on shipping and everything else, you sit there and say, yeah, I got it for a little under market value, but it's not as good as, like, after everything is said and done, and it's from Canada. I mean, because, you know, shipping is higher, but, yeah. Way, way sweet.
But, yeah, Sam does link her, even as we speak. We're nuzzling.
See, I'm gonna get my diamond dreams, and I'm gonna nuzzle her as well, just so that she doesn't feel left out.
No, this isn't the one I'm thinking of. I think it's another package she has to open.
More?
It's the next one. It'll be the next one.
It's got to be. It's a different one.
But listen, we all raise our diamond dreams in jubilation for each other.
Click,
Diamond Dreams. It was a bonding moment for us, really. It was really cool.
Yeah,
and
we did
all
go and grab our diamond dreams, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And well, you can hear the show. What episode was that, Panda? Which episode? Was it number?
That was Germany?
Germany 1.
Germany first one, yeah.
Okay, that's a good episode because I mean, just you got a great deal. That might have been one of the best deals, not counting Lil Alley Cat getting her schoolhouse back, her accessory box back. You know, that was like a really good deal, and I love when people get really good deals.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, $20, whatever. That sounds like a good deal, but I mean, really, it was like she wound up winning that auction for something like $12 or something crazy low.
Yeah, everybody was asleep at the switch. Actually, no, Pony Genie blocked everybody else's computer. They all froze up all around the world as the auction ended, and only Panda's bid was allowed to get through. That's really how it happened. I know, I was there.
But I think it's the next package. That's when things get interesting.
Oh, give me a break. This next clip is hysterical.
Oh, you mean when the show ended up not being what it was supposed to be that night?
Yeah, when it was all about you and your packages.
We're talking about when you opened up a certain package. That's the clip we were talking about.
I believe it's the one that had the two ponies in it, a mom and a baby. Turn it up.
I heard a squeal, a really loud one.
Maybe I think she might be replaying Diamond Dreams trying to find the spot. She's wiggling.
No, trying. I'm coming up to one of the parts. This was actually supposed to be International Italy Part 2, but it never quite got to be International Pony.
Is this the one where you're getting the Ford
thing? This is a show about nothing.
This is the episode that ended up being called Miscellaneous Talk.
You guys never actually ended up talking about on-topic ponies. You just generally talked about ponies and stuff.
Yeah, that was probably like one of the world's most butchered shows ever.
That was the random episode.
Here comes the first clip of that evening.
Wait, are we ever going to get to the opening of that package that me and...
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm dying to hear that again.
Oh, yes. Panda gets an entire USPS bin full of pony mail on her doorstep.
Yay, blizzards.
What was my pony joy? Wednesday, I got a very interesting thing shoved into my door by the U.S. Postal Service.
They like blocked your front door.
Panda, try not to laugh into the phone this time because we need to hear the subtle noises you make.
I'm the prestigious winner of the most packages delivered
and turn her up
one time to one address by the U.S. Postal Service. I won myself a United States Postal Service bin. They left the whole bin. They just came up the stairs, they looked and said, hey, there's the mail. Just threw the mail in there and just shoved it on my door.
You're talking about one of them white plastic things with the vertical lines on it, with the two handles. It carries bulk mail in. So they left you a whole one on your doorstep because you had so much pony mail delivered in one day.
And believe it or not, that box is coming in very handy. It is currently holding all open but unpackaged pony joy.
So, Panda, did you ever give the USPS back their bin?
Nope.
Yeah, I think I'd have to, like, save that as a forever memento of that amazing day where Santa Claus was at my door.
Well, that's basically about it, because it's like, wait, they actually just shoved this entire thing in my door.
I love when that happens. It's the funniest thing. It happened to me once, too. Trax came in with a laundry bag full of mail, and he said, "What happened? All this mail is for you."
What happened that you got a laundry bag full of mail?
He happened to have a laundry bag in his bag. Normally, he brings the mail home in his work bag, which is like a tote bag. But there was so much that he couldn't carry it all. So he was lucky. He had a laundry bag in his bag, and he filled it up, and he came in. He looked just like Santa Claus, and he put it down, and he said, "This is all for you. This is all ponies," and, well, I can't say the word he used, but he said, "This is all your..." insert word here.
God.
And I've been hauling it around on the train all day.
Great. Boy, that would have been interesting had he gotten mugged.
Yeah, right?
Dude would be like, "All right, you're crazy. Take your stuff. Go away."
Oh, yeah.
I don't want this. This is creepy. Well,
I'm glad he didn't get mugged, man. You know, the good stuff that was in there? I had a mitten box German talker, and I had swap gifts in there and a custom. That was a great day. Well, see, Panda, nobody was around to record my best moments of collecting, but we've got all of yours on tape. Isn't that amazing? You can play that back to your kids.
Yeah, talk about lucky.
A next one, and it's just labeled a really loud squee, or is that supposed to be a squeal?
Squee.
No, it's a squee.
It's
okay.
A squee.
Let's see what it sounds like.
I would never be able to hold a package from Monday to Friday, knowing that there was
that
Tony
it?
Joy in it.
It's a quick one. It was over with so quick.
I have to share this Tony Joy. Okay. I am opening the lid. She is opening the lid. Ooh. It's my mock mint on card
princess
twinkle star.
Oh!
When I first played that back, I thought the squee was you. Now I realize that's my own squee.
It's not Panda. That was
not
you.
Even my pony. It's your pony, my squee. I'm happy for you.
Kind of like, that was a
I'm
weird
the
moment.
Door.
I mean, as long as, like, you were opening it, I was like, whoa.
Because I was so happy. It's my first Mint on Card G2, and what a good one it was.
Oh, yes. I agree. I loved it. And I've had another one since then. I've had babies.
Yeah,
you can't
good
stop
deal on
one.
Those babies. I almost bit on those.
They're like potato chips. You just can't stop.
No.
I'm going to have to get those babies.
But I do
get
them.
The babies are what converted so many collectors to collecting G2. So many haters became lovers after they saw the babies.
They are cute. Yeah, no, I'm almost done. Okay, I do believe this is the one. This one says, ponygasm, panda purrs, and squeals.
Yeah, maybe you should have just played that and not told people.
Yeah, but told people what you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think some things should have just been self-evident.
I mean, I'm just, like, describing what you guys put down.
You don't have to.
You don't
put
need
that
to.
Down.
Those notes are for you.
I know. It's like reading the stage notes, you know? Exit stage left. Man walks in door. You don't read that part.
Well, then you should put it, like, right now, okay?
Oh, I'm going to write that. And then we do another clip show. I'm going to go, Panda, don't read this on the air, but it is when you.
Yeah.
Sounds
now
good.
I know. That's how, you give direction.
Okay, her directions need directions.
Okay, listen close, little alley cat.
All right, make sure you turn it up.
She's got that teeny ones now.
Oh.
Doesn't she have pretty hair?
It's like a tangerine color. And it's thick. It's thick and it's wavy. Yours still has the curls?
It still has the waviness to it.
Nice. Gotta love those playset ponies.
Oh, yes.
Not a building playset. She came with, like, accessories playset.
Yeah. But you just have to love her. She's just so...
Nope, this isn't the one either.
She's cheerful.
That wasn't it?
No. The
she's
one I'm
purred.
Thinking of is when she opens up forward-facing AJ and the baby.
No
I
idea.
At the Rhode Island My Little Pony Fair in one
it's
that.
It's in here. It's in this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe they do it in Rhode Island. Was it 2007 or 2008?
I think it was
2008. I got mine from... a UK collector who actually came all the way over and
I think she's searching again. So while she's searching, you forgot the clip I'm talking about then if you thought that was it.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
Oh, no. There's
was
the
it,
real
was
one.
It,
that
come on,
play.
She went,
That wasn't
was
enough.
It,
no. It's the one where we both
more?
Got. Yes.
Okay,
now, you don't remember the one where we're like, do you hear this? Yes, I hear this. Do you realize what's happening? I realize what's happening, yes. I mean, we actually discussed it as she was going through this.
So she's had multiples, is what you're saying.
Oh, this was a multi-day. Yeah, definitely.
Was this after you got away from the mob?
I thought this was the day that you had all the packages arrive in the mailbox, in the bin. And
okay,
one of them was with the forward-facing AJ. And the baby,
okay,
and you freaked
on.
Out. Don't you remember now?
Nope.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
You remember how you freaked out?
I'll find it eventually. I'll find it in a few minutes.
Now, I sent these same clips to you, and you didn't play any of them back to check that I had the right one?
Time.
I was hoping you would.
Unfortunately,
oh, were
no,
you
I
in the flower
time.
Shop all day? Oh, you
I
have
an,
school.
I'm in the
That's
midst
right.
of writing a 10-page final paper due on Tuesday, and if you think writing 10 pages is easy, let me tell you something.
Oh, I know it's not easy. I did school, too. You youngins with your school, I tell you. This
I'm
time of year,
you.
You're always freaking out.
Karen.
Yeah?
I think I'm older than you.
But you're in school, so that makes you a youngin again.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know
there
that?
I'll take that. Plus math, yeah, plus I have math to do. Oh, God, I don't want to do that.
Okay, was it after the white tootsie?
Look, woman, I wasn't there. I don't know which ponies you got. And if you're getting so many dang ponies, you don't remember what order you got them in. You need to cut yourself off.
No, you were there for white tootsie.
I know, I'm just saying, I don't remember. I thought it was the same day when you were opening up the bin. Of all those ponies, you got the Min on card, and you got, didn't get Diamond Dreams or something that day, but you got the forward-facing AJ and the baby, and they were the first, truly, like, I think it was the same day that you got the strawberry surprise. I think that was like all the same day. You were freaking out because you got a pony.
You were having multiple pony joy moments.
You got the other pony that had hair that felt like silk. You had never seen a pony that minty before. You were freaking out and you're making all kinds of noise. You literally kind of forgot about us. There was no more of the fake purr stuff. No, this was the real deal. And me and Karen at that point were like, oh my God, this is holy crud. You hear her. And this was not you, you know, playing things up so much as it was like you really got carried away.
Oh, I believe that last performance was real. You can say she was faking. I don't think she was faking. Were you faking?
I'm definitely not faking. I was not faking it.
So you purr? Okay, that's psychologically strange.
I can't get it to work now.
See? You have to work at it. If it doesn't happen all by itself, it's not real.
There.
Either way, I'm sorry you couldn't find it because that was such an awesome moment.
I can't believe you guys would fake a ponygasm. I have never faked a ponygasm in my life. I never would.
Well, compared to the one that I'm thinking of, the rest of them sound fake. They might not be, but let me tell you, when she had the big one, it was obvious. I mean, it was like, oh, my gosh.
Our little panda is growing up.
Oh, she's
had so many ponies now. She's faking ponygasm.
She sat there. I'm telling you, I think it was the same day that she was just sitting there opening packages on top of packages.
Day.
And she gets to that one, and she's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I mean, she kept saying it. We're like, oh, my God.
Oh, I do remember her. Yes, she was going, oh, my gee, oh, my gee, oh, my gee, over and over again.
Yeah.
And you made a comment. You're like, please, how many times are you going to say that?
Yeah, how could you ever forget? I mean,
and
she's
I'm like, let me in
it.
On what you're seeing, what you're experiencing.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I'm sure if you click around in that area, you're going to hit an OMG. There were enough of them.
Hold on. I think I found it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a liftoff. I need a bigger pony room. Seriously. It's amazing how small a room can become all of a sudden.
Yeah, the little deers have a way of taking over, don't they?
Holy cow. Well, you know, it's like my townhome is like 25 years old. So 25 years ago, this is like before people really had computers and stuff. So bedrooms were still smaller. They weren't like the giant, you know, McMansion kind of bedrooms that you see nowadays. These were like, you know, back then when they thought all you really needed was a twin bed and a dresser and an end table and maybe a little desk and they thought you were good. So it's probably your standard small bedroom. I don't know what you would call this. 11
yeah,
by 12.
Give me a house with small bedrooms any day. I think the living rooms and stuff should be big and the bedrooms can be small.
Well, my kitchen
you know
is
what?
Big. That was
they're
the
hard to heat, hard to cool. What do you need all that space for? You're sleeping.
Well, you need it for your ponies, apparently. I need a bigger room.
If
I'm getting ready to,
like,
move the master bedroom into this room, and we'll just take, like, the really big, huge master bedroom and put all the ponies in it. So that was the one
sounds
thing.
Sounds like a plan.
The townhome before we bought this that we rented had these huge bedrooms, and it was awesome because I had the pictures of my pony room that I put on the board that I bring every year to the pony meet. That's the old pony room. Where I had, it was like twice
okay,
the size.
Okay, I found it.
So.
Okay.
You really found it? This is the real McCoy.
I have found it.
Yay.
I'm maybe
all
about
right.
A few seconds off.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide
it. I can't hide it.
I know what's going to come next.
And here we go.
And I think I like it.
Ooh-wee.
I don't even remember necessarily who else was in that lot. I remember those.
Turn
days.
Up.
Louder. One of the first ponies that when I got serious about collecting, I took the time to search out. And I remember finding the one and saying,
and
yes, she's going to be mine.
And I just happened to find her.
Turn up.
You know, it was, you know, $27, I think, was the
I think they were like, actually it was a little bit more. It was like $29.
Turn it up.
I made an offer of $25, so. And I
couldn't
but
I wouldn't
it.
Have told her that was cool unless it was an absolutely, you know, no, it's worth it. When you're talking about a near mint, virtually nothing wrong with, second year so soft, come on. It's worth every penny.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right, yeah. Are we done talking about Twilight Women? Because I'm sure if we let Amy, she'll talk about Twilight for another 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll move on. I'll move on to the next package from the UK.
Oh, yeah, right. See, I think we should rethunk the idea of you opening all of your packages on the show because you usually don't get half the post office. Yeah, the show's going to be 10 minutes for us to talk about Italian ponies by the time we're done.
You can open the packages.
Give each pony their due time, you know? We can't just open them and then just say, okay, next. You got to talk about it. You got to enjoy the moment.
Yeah. And then, I opened all my packages.
Wow.
All I have to do is give you a rundown. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Wow. What happened? What'd you do?
I have Applejack from the UK.
Oh, yeah, I remember this auction, too. You made out pretty well.
Oh.
Decent deal.
Forward-facing AJ?
Yes, forward-facing AJ. And, come
her
on,
hair.
Tell the rest.
Her hair.
No,
it's her baby.
Yes,
her baby. Baby apple. Oh, my God.
What, you've never felt the silkiness of a UK baby AJ and forward-facing AJ?
Oh, my God. Their hair is...
like silk?
They're perfect.
Just enjoy the moment. Breathe it in.
She's making a pony discovery.
I know. It's like she's
they're
a noob.
Mint.
She's a noob. This is the first for her.
No, they're totally mint. And then there is nothing. Not a mark. Not a scuff.
Oh, you can just feel it, can't you, Karen?
Yes, I can.
This is so cool.
She got dead quiet.
I know, you can just feel
there,
the heaviness.
There are many
like,
expressions
wow.
I can use for this moment that are just not appropriate.
I can think of one myself.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't it seem
like
that?
Me that they're mint.
Oh, my God. I totally feel like... like, we need to make this an R-rated show all of a sudden.
We'll just call it a pony epiphany and leave it at that.
Oh, my God.
We need some appropriate music to go with this.
That's a womp, bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
Bow, bow.
Oh, my God. You have to realize, I've never gotten a vintage pony.
No.
Perfect.
Really? We couldn't tell.
Did I put on the Italian love music?
I think so. There's Lady and the Tramp when you need them.
What is tonight?
Oh, my God, I know they're pictures. I mean, they look nice.
That's the pony.
When the world seems to shut.
I am so glad you guys had fun at my expense.
No, that was priceless.
Yeah, I remember my first time.
Oh, oh, oh!
That was just so great listening to you. Go. Like,
you know what's really funny
goodness.
Is now every time I feel ever since that day, every time I've gotten a pony or gone with my pony to set something up, and I get across one that has that crazy UK silky hair, I think of her. It's like
aww.
I would never be able to look at my my silky haired. Ponies again, so thinking of Amy and her first time. And I don't know if I should thank you or not. Living it once was good, but I mean, every time, come on. But yeah,
so
I know.
Many good moments centered around Panda opening mail. I love it.
So, what are we learning from today's show? We're learning
that Dean Martin music makes you hot. that anything you can say on Saturday Night Live is safe to say on this show.
Yeah, that even
yeah.
though we intended it to be a G-rated show, somehow or another we really dance around that rating, don't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somehow we do.
Let's see. We have sex and violence so far represented.
Political
drinking, debauchery.
Pony debauchery. And boozing, lots of that. Drunken ponies.
We have lots of references to different types of bodily functions that we didn't cover all of them, although we did cover at least the result of one with its ring-shaped loaf.
I didn't even think of it in that context. Ew!
What
thanks
context
for the visual.
Was there? What ring
pudding-shaped loaf were you possibly visualizing?
I was picturing the cereal. What an Apple Jacks
looks
like.
It looks
that. Like a little loaf
Apple
of bread.
Jack, little loaf of bread. Yeah, we discussed that, that that's how we think they came up with the ring-shaped loaf. But I thought that was, like, you know, the initial until you put two and two together with the Apple Jack. I'm not even going to explain that any further.
Oh, you don't need to explain it any further.
Oh, see, the fact that I don't need to explain it anymore means that you've all seen it. How funny
We've all
is
seen
that?
It. I've seen it. Now can I unsee it?
Me too.
Well, it's that.
It's in my mind. It's ring-shaped and it's steaming. Can you please make it go away?
See, mine was floating.
Floating? Floating in the air or floating
in water?
In water? Oh. Oh, it just gets worse and worse.
Alrighty.
Quick, flesh, make sparkles.
Wait a minute, here we go.
All better. Bye bye, ring shaped loaf.
Bye bye.
Back to where you came from.
All better.
Thank you.
All right.
But, you know, you have to admit, even though we've only touched on just a few of the moments we've had in the past year, there were a heck of a lot more. And we had fun doing it.
Surprisingly enough. After the, and to think, you know, that very first show or two, we were like, how are we going to fill up 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours is just not enough.
Yeah, now we're like, okay, great. Nice to know the show's over. Let's keep going. I think Blog Talk Radio actually cuts us off at 3 hours. What time is it?
It's 10:30, half an hour past my bedtime for work in the morning.
Oh, well, come on, Panda. It's the anniversary show. Let's break the record. Let's make this the longest episode ever.
We can't because
can.
we've been cut off before. Blog Talk
we
will hang up on our butts.
Aww.
At 3 hours.
3 hours.
We'll go to 3 hours, but we'll make it the longest ever. I think your longest ever is like 2:37 or something.
No,
like
our
longest
we've actually
ever
gone
is
to 3 hours. We've been cut off.
He got cut off. All of a sudden, Blog Talk Radio said, goodbye.
Yeah, oh, we're like,
what?
What's
up for that idea?
Yeah,
it
that,
been
I
cool.
think that only happened one time, but I remember the moment. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. We did not just get ditched. Even the Blog Talk Radio is like, you guys talk too much.
And you're talking for free, so shut up.
Yeah, right?
This is all
get
the free talk
phone.
We're giving you. Take it to email, guys. Click.
Call on your own dime.
Hey, this is a local call for me.
It is?
Yeah, the call-in number is in my area code.
No kidding. That's
oh, wow.
pretty funny.
That
so Blog
cool.
Talk Radio could be something that's, like, getting broadcast, like, right in the apartment next door, for all you know.
Okay, I have a secret for you. I am Blog Talk Radio. I am broadcasting from my apartment.
You know, it almost wouldn't surprise me. You are such the multitasker. You are involved in everything, it seems, in the Ponyverse that somehow or another, you created Blog Talk Radio with the forethought of knowing that eventually a My Little Pony talk show was going to come to it.
I'm doing three different things right now. I'm hosting all the Blog Talk Radio shows, and I'm making a cup of tea, and I'm soaking dishes.
I'm not even going to ask how you managed to soak the dishes, but you know, I kind of thought they soaked themselves once you filled up the sink.
No, you have to soak them and then dump them and then soak them again. You can't just fill them with water and let it sit there. That's
about
how they
the
get gross.
I thought you were just like, you know, watching them.
No.
In
no,
the,
I'm not.
You're in the
no, that's watching them soak. That's how guys do dishes, you know? Did
yeah.
you guy ever leave dishes in the sink? He says, they're soaking. Like,
yeah.
No, well, they're just sitting there with water in them turning gross, and all the food is, like, getting gummy and, like, filmy on the top. Can you please do
ew.
The dishes? I am
yeah.
doing the dishes. They're soaking.
Tomcat really gets me mad sometimes, like, with certain things. If you wind up with a pot in the sink, you know, we have a dishwasher, for crying out loud. The only thing we wash by hand is our knives and our pots. So you have a pot in the sink and, you know, fill it up with water because it's got to soak. And the next day, you know, because it's late at night or something like that, next day it's like, you know, I'm running off to school, I'm doing this, that, or the other thing, come back, and it's like, his answer is like, okay, the water's getting gross, let's dump out the water and fill it back up. Let it soak another day.
In other words, let's not deal with this today.
Fresh. As long as it's fresh.
Then it's allowed, right?
Yeah, you know, that pot can go a good 3 days as long as you keep refilling that water.
Sure, we hear you. Whatever you say there, Tomcat. No, the right way to soak dishes is to dump the water out constantly and just fill it up again and clean the drain out and, you know, put the pots off to the side and do all the little stuff, leave the big ones on the counter, and you will get to them that night. You do not leave pots in the sink overnight, ever.
No, you're not supposed to. But the, see, the thing is, when I do big cooking, especially, you know, if I have to use lots of pots and pans, the rule is he's supposed to help me clean up. And he washes the pots and I dry. You know, I spend all this time in the kitchen. You can wash the pots, I'll dry them off. And then he'll decide. It's like, he'll be like, oh, let's do the dishes later. And I'll be like, no, let's do them now. And he's like, no, let's just do them later. All right, fine. And then it becomes one of those willpower things. You know, I'll be danged if I'm going to clean the pot that he's supposed to clean. And then his answer is just refill the water. And, yeah.
Forget it. No, I can't. You know, on any major cooking holiday, pick one. If you do all that cooking and you eat and stuff and you start to feel tired, you can't just leave the dishes sit and go watch TV or go lay down, because then you'll never want to get up to do the dishes. Just do them and then go lay down, and then you can really lay down with a free conscience.
Right, right. Then you're like, oh, wow, that's just great.
I don't have to get up till Sunday, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't like putting off the dishes at all. I'm very much a do them as soon as you're done eating kind of person.
Yeah, they're easier that way.
Yeah,
just to get them done,
comes
knock
off
them
easy.
Out. Uh huh. Exactly.
But especially like with the iron, cast iron stuff. You know, you got to do that stuff right away. You can't even let that stuff soak.
No, That's what I had going. I had one small iron thing and I had one big glass thing, like a Pyrex thing.
So well. Are we out of clips for the night?
We are out of clips. That was the last clip of the evening. And as I said, even though, yes, this was just a small sampling of all the crazy, wild, unpredictable, unscripted mayhem, chaos.
Madness, irreverence.
She's laughing at herself, isn't she?
Madness, irreverence.
It's like she knows there's a joke coming, and we're just like, what?
Playful, fun. You know, we did get some type of information in there at some point.
Oh, sure. The show is educational here and there.
In many ways.
Oh, we learn stuff for the first time as we're doing it. Really? Is that what she's called? I didn't know that.
You know, we're educational. We're entertaining.
She came with blue hair?
Long-winded.
I'm just waiting to see where she's going with this. I don't think she knows.
Is there a place that you're going, Panda? Or are you just babbling?
I think I'm just babbling. Because, you know, the end of the anniversary show is always supposed to have that, you know, nice long speech.
Which you're supposed to write ahead of time.
Yeah.
Not make it up as you go.
It's supposed to have meaning and poignancy.
Again, that brings me back to the unscripted.
Underline that. Unscripted. Fun that
you
is
know,
My Little Pony talk.
Yes, that is. You know, it is the unscripted. Everything that has ever happened, ever been planned, unplanned, sudden disconnect.
It wasn't everything. I mean, there are so many things. I'm so surprised when we started doing this, and I would start to go through shows just like, you know, skipping through like every 5 minutes or something just to see if anything interesting would pop up. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, oh, wow, I forgot about that, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You have to kind of, you know, I was looking for specific things, and then I'd come across something else. And every once in a while, I'd come across noises we'd make. I'm like, ooh, I should just send in that. That one little clip of that one thing she said or that one noise she made. Or. But
yeah, because
we,
I mean,
we have good ones.
Weird.
On that note,
I
think we should probably just about wrap it up. I think at this point we're going to be talking in circles. Because
well,
I have nothing
I like
left, nothing more meaningful left to really say, I don't think, because I think my brain has shut off and I'm tired.
If this was a board thread, the conversation would have stopped and we'd just be posting macros of lolcats at each other by this point.
Probably, but, you know.
Yeah, so
listen,
who's
going to
be the thread killer, huh?
We've had some wild, wacky, fun times over the last year, and you know what?
We're not done yet?
I hope we are definitely not done yet. And I certainly hope that we have at least a couple of more.
Well, let's just aim for one more good year, and with the intention that, you know what, I think we will have a few more. But let's just go, you know what, we've had one good year, on to the next.
I will raise my plastic stadium cup that says Pony Princess that has a faded Sunny Days on the side. I'll raise it high, and I'll say, happy birthday, My Little Pony Talk, 1 year old tomorrow, and here's to another year.
Oh, right on.
Glug, 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 glug.
Happy Pony
My
Talk.
My Little Pony.
There's going to be happy anniversary. You know, isn't the first year anniversary you're supposed to give each other paper as a gift?
Well, actually, let's say happy birthday, My Little Pony Time / Talk. You started off as time and ended up as talk. Because we do.
Amy, you really got to practice this stuff before you go live.
Happy birthday, My Little Pony Rambling.
Happy birthday. There you go. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy. I'm going to bed now.
She wants to jump in her pile of pillows.
I got to get into my valley of pillows.
Hey, doesn't everybody have to be up at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow, or is it just
actually,
me and Panda?
Actually, I do not.
Me.
I do not have to be up at 5:30 in the morning, but I have mucho paper denario, well, not denario, but mucho paper writing to do, as a matter of fact.
Well,
go
there's
ahead.
Your paper for paper anniversary. My paper is
going
to be
go.
A bunch of flower order forms for Mother's Day.
I would like
my
paper to be of the green and white kind, but
well,
that comes later.
actually, I got today.
Did I tell you? I
what?
Did tell you, didn't I? Did I tell you what I got last week?
No.
You haven't told the show. I know what you got last week.
I didn't
you
tell
sent
the
me
show.
A photo
That's
of it through my phone.
I was going to save it for Mother's Day because it was my Mother's Day gift. And I finally got it. Would you like
no
to
time like the present.
Yeah, right?
Tell,
oh,
tell.
Wow, talk about last minute. I got mint condition Spanish piggy pony Peachy and her partner with her original spot.
We're squealing like peas.
Woo!
Finally! Oh, you've only been talking about it for a year now that you wanted one.
Yes.
First you thought they were fakies, then you didn't like them, then they grew on you, then you started to get obsessed.
Yes. And then I was like, never ever going to spend the amount of money that you're supposed to
right.
even
never
get
ever
one.
Spend the money.
And I can't get one unless it's like in mint condition because I'm such a mint freak that if I get one that isn't mint, it's just not going to work for me, so I'm never going to find one. And I got her for like almost half of what the person paid for originally. For what she is, I got her for a steal.
Thank you, recession.
Yes, right? Thank you. Because, you know, the box is in great shape. It's the original parlor. It's like got not all of them, but it's got some of the accessories, a couple of the hats and stuff, and it's got the instruction sheet. But the thing is, the Piggy Peachy is in perfect mint condition. There isn't a dang thing wrong with it. Every single eyelash. I take that back. One heart is slightly faded on the side. Because the way it was printed on the other side, it's like more of a factory flaw. It's like more of a factory flaw. But I mean, the pictures that I saw didn't even do her justice. Because when she came here, I cleaned her up a little bit because she was like kind of like, you know, shelf dirty. Because the person who had her was afraid to like even touch her, or even wipe her with a paper towel. So when I cleaned her, I mean, she smells like she came out of the factory. I mean, she feels amazingly new. It's like, it's freaky, okay? She's like freaky mint. For what she is, I did not expect to get one in that kind of condition. So that's my Mother's Day gift.
Yay! Happy Mother's Day. As the only mom here, we get to wish you a happy Mother's Day because you are a mom.
That's right. And I'm, like I said, I was thinking of bringing her to the Maryland meet, but I can't do it. She's just gonna stay home and stay safe.
You know she's gonna get passed around and handled, and everybody's got cake and cookie on their hands, and she's probably
I can't do it. I can't do it. You know, the idea that she might even lose an eyelash. I mean, she is in such gorgeous shape that, I mean, I'm just keeping her all to myself. Okay.
Well, bring pictures. That's what I might do with some of my stuff. Because I'm thinking, do I really want to bring that? Do I really want to bring this? There is one good thing I'm going to bring because people asked me for it last year. They said, please, please, please bring it this year. So I am.
Yeah, I'm bringing the original artwork that I got on eBay.
Nice.
So I'll let people see that. But I'm not really bringing anything else other than the stuff I'm selling. But the I forgot what I was going to say.
Dang. Well, I bring stuff because I know people go to pony meets to see things that they've never seen before. Like, I enjoy looking at exotic ponies. So I have a couple of things that are really unique. And, you know, I want people to be able to see them in person, you know, and maybe, you know, plant a seed of, I don't know, collector interest.
Inspiration, awe.
Covetousness.
Yeah. Yeah,
something.
That.
Something that they'll want to take a picture of it and go home and say, hey, you know what I saw? You know? Like that.
Right.
That's part of it.
But you know what
part
I have?
Of the
my
pony
board.
Meet experience.
My board that
Your
has
board.
The little alley cat and kittens playroom, pony room, where it has all the big
pictures.
Oh, yeah,
the big board. You had it with you last year, the big white board.
Well,
that
I
holds,
take
yeah.
it every year. The thing is, that pony room, the pictures on the pony room are like, almost 4 years old, so you can imagine I've got a few more things.
Oh yeah, you get an update.
But it's like hard to, you know, because I remember, you know, Kitten made that board when she was like 10 years old or 9 years old. We made that together, so I can't replace it.
Yes,
so
you can.
Do is,
you update it. You
I don't
update
know how I'm
it.
Go about updating it. I've got to take new pictures of the pony room, and then. Because it's just, oh, what a pain. But it's just so funny because I'm like, every year that I bring this, it's like, this isn't even my pony room anymore. This is, my collection has evolved and, you know, it's just so funny to be bringing pictures of a pony room that's 4 years old. It's just bizarre, let me tell you.
Bring the board. Update it. Take off a few photos and put up some new ones. And you can have Kitten decide which photos come down. Say, okay, we're going to take off five. We're going to put up five new ones. And then after you do that, maybe you have a couple
more. The pictures
are
8x11. They're big pictures.
Oh, they're huge pictures. Well,
yeah,
so whatever.
We might just make a whole new board and bring two boards. You know, we'll put like, okay, Pony Room, you know, 2004, Pony Room 2010.
Hey, not for nothing, but you got the space for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. But all that said, yeah, sorry, I kind of went off on a little roll there when I start talking about Piggy and everything. Yeah.
But that's Pony Joy. I'm glad we got some live, spontaneous Pony Joy on the show.
Right.
I wish I had
something
to brag about.
We didn't talk about any Pony Joy. I didn't open or anything on the show, but I mean, I was just walking around going, oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you guys. I mean, I held off for so long, for weeks. I was like, I can't tell you because it's my Mother's Day present and I'm waiting for it to get here. And I did a payment plan on her and, you know, had to wait a paycheck to pay her off and then get her. And it was just like the never-ending wait.
And she's so worth it. You would do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, it's one
of those
things. I don't know who else has a Piggy Peachy with her original playset in box.
I don't know anybody who has a Piggy Peachy with her original playset.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, that's kind of like, that was the cincher for me, was the playset in box.
That is
such
a
new
item.
Hmm?
It's such a you item, you know? It's just the kind of
it
thing
is.
That's just so perfect for you.
Yeah.
And see, it was meant for you. It came just in time.
It did. Right, it was a wonderful thing. Yeah, perfectness. Oh, yes, and I did get something else. I'm sorry. I got G3 Royal Beauty for $7.
Which one is she?
Which is the little purple
Beauty?
One with the frog.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that she had a name. I just called her Frog Pony from Walmart.
Yeah, from the Castle Ponies, the bonus Castle Ponies. That one's Royal Beauty. I got her for like, I think it was like $7 or $8. So it was like a buy it now. I was just happened to be up at like 3 in the morning and she popped up. And I'm like, no way, click. It was like $2
She's
shipping.
She's one of the last original G3s to come out before the Boar 7.
Yep, so I got her. I was very excited about that. I mean, because I got her cheap. You know, she's one of those ponies that there's no way I'm going to spend that kind of money for a G3, but, you know, to find her for that, and I was like, yes, because the frog was the one I wanted the most anyway, so.
Yeah, the frog's the one I wanted the most, too. I still never got it, but that's okay.
I
can
tell you, she's actually super cool. I'm so glad I got her, because in person, her colors and everything, and I just absolutely adore frogs. I love, love frogs. So, she's
okay,
rocking.
Guys, we've got 5 minutes before we're going to about to be cut off.
Hey, we did it. We went 3 hours.
Woohoo! I know I got something else, but it's just not springing to mind at the moment, so.
Next week.
What are we going to do next week?
Brazil.
Oh, talk
part
about
two.
Ponies.
Brazil part two.
Talk about how your Mother's Day was and all the nice things that Kitten did for you and all the nice things Tomcat did for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We can certainly tune in next week and talk about Brazil and.
And Panda will open some mail.
That's what I want. I want people to come here for Mother's Day and dust the pony room.
Oh, that's a
can
tall order.
Can you imagine? Oh,
my
gosh. I've got to come. It would be
but
like, seriously, take weeks.
Until next week.
All right, Karen, guess what we're doing when you visit.
No!
Okay,
I have a dustproof cabinet for
off.
A reason. Yes. We're getting cut off.
All right.
So,
see you guys
so
next
week.
Till next week. Pony bye-byes.
Thanks for tuning in for the last year, you crazy people.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And here we go.
This is Kimono. And you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next
anniversary
week.
Show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.